popping. It's the Drew and Mike Show from the DealsNitty.com studios. And it's the Wednesday show with Drew, Mark, Brandon, Zooves. And we're getting awfully close to Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Very close. Hopefully some of you are thinking about that. And if you are, you might want to hop into Lover's Lane. Mention the show, if you think of it. Get your sweetheart in the mood with a gift from Lover's Lane. Three ways to shop for all your bedroom essentials. Loverslane.com. There are 35 retail locations. And the all-new SexDrive.com for the hot stuff. Yeah. Quality sex toys for couples. SexDrive also has an incredible selection of erotic apparel. Oh, that erotic apparel. Boy, that really works, too.
It does.
Naughty gift ideas, perfect for Valentine's. Shop early. Visit SexDrive.com, powered by Lover's Lane. And I want to start the show kind of where we ended it yesterday with Xavier Simpson, the stain on the cult.
Oh, you want to pile on a kid more?
No, actually, I'm removing the pile because what? The story is now much more interesting. Because of the rumors that Xavier Simpson, when he hit the poll, Sasha Obama may have been in the car.
Now, I gave it very little credence when we heard that.
Mark, I heard it yesterday.
No,
I thought,
I did
okay,
too.
This is a silly rumor.
I agree.
Because there was another silly rumor that he was with Ward Manuel's wife.
What?
I love rumors.
But I assume those people were just completely joking, and I think they were. But then the Sasha Obama thing popped up a few times, but I still thought it was so stupid. I wasn't even going to mention it to you.
Huh.
That's a rumor that has absolutely no substance.
But sounds like he did date her.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We have since found out that they have dated. I don't know what that means, but...
The guy I know, him and...
Wouldn't she have Secret Service protection of some sort?
Yeah, I think they get it for 10 years.
So she can't go on a date without two guys in suits with her? How does she get laid?
Or at least trailing her.
They watch.
That's what it sounds like.
They can't report it to anybody, but they
watch. Are they in the next room listening?
Yes, with an earpiece.
And if somebody starts doing like a strangulation thing, sexual, they come in and separate everybody?
Yeah, she has a safe word.
You know, I wondered why there's always a Secret Service person with a crowbar. So maybe that's for. No, I have no idea what the Secret Service procedure is there, but I assume any 18-year-old could sneak out with her boyfriend, especially if he's a hotshot point guard.
Yeah,
but that's very interesting.
Yeah. And I think you're reading too many comments, and there's a lot of them.
Well, Brandon, I ignored it.
Yeah,
I totally ignored it.
I did too, but then I heard it from a couple other places. I'm like, what, really?
The comments are embarrassing, as far as I'm concerned, because people are so angry, or they want to debate back and forth. And it's like,
oh my God,
there's certain things we know, and there's certain things we don't know. And
now, we do know the new piece of information since yesterday is that, did you know Michigan reported to the NCAA?
I did hear that.
The day after.
Which
is kind of interesting.
Well, he's in the AD's wife's car. That is probably, if there's anything that's an issue here, it would be that.
No, I know, but it's just interesting that they reported that, but then didn't say anything to, you know, the media or any, you know, they just, violation of team rules. Nothing to see here.
Michigan! Yeah, I think
now that you got Obama involved, that's, you know, it's a little.
That's interesting. Yeah. It sort of elevates Xavier Simpson in a way.
Sounds like he fingered her.
Oh,
what?
That was Mark.
Jesus, you guys.
I didn't say anything.
To give you quadrants of the show, stay out of each other's way. Anyway, it's an interesting, certainly interesting development. It sounds like they have gone on dates. Now, if they'd be out, I don't think Sasha Obama's.
Sounds like he fingered her.
Stop. What? Why is the volume so low?
I didn't want you to hear it.
I see. Oh, I see. Clever.
It's a pretty low brow drop.
The drops are in the isolation booth.
Yeah, they're that low brow.
Hall Financial Hotline today?
Well, we can't call Stan.
No, we can't. We're calling him Monday.
Should we call Will Forte?
Will Forte?
Yeah, remember we had his number? 100%? You don't remember calling him?
It was not 100%.
It totally was.
It was not.
There is the gas station where the porno got filmed, if that's of any interest to you.
No, so the gas station was used as a porno set?
Yeah. Well, kind of. It sounds like this guy in Milwaukee just has lots of public sex and then puts it on Pornhub. But why this gas station is in trouble is because apparently the owner's in the background smiling the whole time.
Oh, he's a certified community member? Community contributor to Pornhub?
Yes, he is, Brandon. I think he has the check mark next to his name. Whatever that means.
I love the alderman from District 7. He says,
under my watch, I won't allow it.
Sounds like he fingered her.
All right, enough of that.
Yeah, slow that one.
The drop is quite graphic.
It's really gross.
Can we limit it a bit?
Yeah, please.
Under my watch. Who says under my watch? You know, Ricky Gervais made a joke about under my watch. Didn't he say, not on my watch?
Not on my watch, yeah.
And I laughed my ass off because that phrase is so stupid.
Because who uses that, yeah, for real.
Anyway, they fight to keep their business license, amateur porn star recorded sex video in the aisle, snack aisle. Oh, and the convicted feller turned the gas station into a porn set while the business is wide open. He had nothing on but a bathrobe, said Clifton Daly, who lives behind the store. What was he watching, too?
You bet he was.
Let's see. And where's it? Did you mention the owner of the place in here?
Yeah, he's a few pages in. He's got a great name.
You like what you see, huh?
Charges were later dropped when a witness backed out. Meanwhile, the sex video enterprise appears to be going strong. The guy has 67,000 subscribers to his channel, Pornhub, over 100 million views. It's a disgusting act, said the attorney for...
Said Joe Buck.
Attorney for Cool Petroleum, the company that owns the 35th hometown gas station. I'm not going to sanitize this. Allen's gas station is especially controversial because of what it showed in the background. It was the owner. He was there. He was watching.
That is a disgusting act.
He indulged. He didn't pick up the phone. He didn't call the police department. No, he's watching, right?
Yeah, why would he call the police department? He was getting off.
He was probably too hard to call the police. I mean, it's going to be embarrassing if he calls expressing outrage and the police show up and the guys just rock.
The idea that you're too hard to call 911.
That sounds like an excuse for a dumb excuse for almost saying, you know what? I was too hard. I couldn't call. Like you're triggered or anxious.
Yeah. You're just that flummoxed. All the blood's in one area.
Bentley also sent along the number to that stripper who fell like 20 feet. That video that's gone viral.
Is wild. And she twerks as soon as she hits the ground. Yes. I mean, it's a really bad fall. And
she's a gamer.
I know. I got to call her comeback stripper of the year.
She's way up top.
Wait, did she?
Boom!
Oh.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And she's twerking.
She's twerking. And she's got a fractured jaw, cracked teeth. She had surgery, stitches. I mean, she had a rough go.
Do you know what the fencing position is? Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
I like twerking.
If you get knocked out a lot of times, it's called the fencing position. It's just an involuntary like muscle memory thing. So I just assume that's what happened to her in her involuntary reaction is to twerk. Like she hit her head,
going fetal?
Got knocked out. Yeah.
Instead of
the fencing response. There it is, Brandon.
Well, what's it they call muscle memory?
Yeah, muscle memory.
Her muscle memory kicked in because her brain was, she was injured.
See, yeah.
I like twerking.
Fencing response, position of the arms following a concussion immediately after moderate force has been applied to the brainstem, forearms are held.
Yeah, I've seen that happen in hockey. And
yeah, football. Mm. So I'm sure that's what happened to her, and it was just a twerk instead.
Boxing. Okay, so we've got the stripper's number. Is that 100%?
That's a Bentley number. I don't know what that's he goes about.
All right, let's dial it up. Let's see what kind of percentage. Bentley needs to start applying percentages to his numbers because we can't just guess all
he
the
did
time.
Zero.
Hall Financial Hotline, by the way, is where we're going. If you're paying more than 4% on your mortgage or you have lingering high-interest credit card debt, you should contact Hall Financial because you shouldn't have that high a mortgage and you shouldn't have that high credit card debt. It's crazy. It costs you lots of money and keeps that thing alive. So maybe they can roll it into one ball if you go to drewandmike.hallfg or call 248-308-5000. Hall Financial would love to look into combining maybe a few things, and hopefully at a lower mortgage rate. And who knows, maybe you can make some debt disappear. 248-308-5000. They've got almost 1,200 five-star reviews at Hall Financial, and they're fast. You know how fast they are. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435, Hall Financial.
Yeah.
Do you know her name, Mark?
I have no idea what her name is.
It's probably Diamond.
Oh, she does have a stripper name.
Forgot to mention Twister, Pimp C, Paul Wall, MJG, and Two.
Please leave your message for 9.
I don't know, might be right.
Hi, this is the Drew and Mike Show, calling from Detroit, and I'm not sure this is the right number. We're trying to give an award to someone for Comeback Stripper of the Year, and if you are her, it's some audio off the TMZ. Boy, that is, yikes.
Brutal.
Oof. We wanted to talk to her and congratulate her and give her some props for taking that terrible fall and making this great comeback.
Wondering if there's a GoFundMe maybe to help with the medical bills.
Or a Kickstarter for free table dance or, I don't know, just some thoughts. Anyway, please call the 248 number and we certainly wish you well. Very pretty, by the way. By the way.
Okay, bye.
To replay your message, press 1. To continue recording, press 2.
Oh, we need to hear it,
to delete and re-record your message, press 3.
I just sent it through.
Okay.
Did you mark it urgent?
I did. Of course.
Awesome.
And the other number was...
In fact, I do think she has a GoFundMe.
Are you serious? I was totally joking.
Yeah, she does. Here, let me pull it up right here. I only have it on my...
I don't know if I want to start giving money to other GoFundMes, because we have something that you might want to give money to.
Wow. Okay, so she has, her name is Jania, and she has a GoFundMe.
Do we want to start telling people to give to GoFundMes?
Are people really going to give to that GoFundMe?
Yeah, maybe.
Really? Huh?
I don't know. Well, go ahead. Give it out.
No, I just wonder how much is she asking for. You like her, stripper whore?
You like her? What you need?
$20,000 is what she's asking for. Been created for one day. How much do you think she's raised?
Is it today?
I bet you she has over $20,000.
She has $32,500.
Okay.
So her face good. Is going to be fine.
As if anyone's looking at her face.
And she pulled a full shift that day, so she probably came home with some coin, too.
Does she?
What if she gets no work done on her face and just gets even bigger boobs?
Do people detail the expenses that they incurred? I'm going to go fund me. Because this thing said she had surgery. And I was like, surgery? You mean like dental surgery?
Yeah, probably, likely. Oral.
I don't know if that's surgery. I mean, I guess it is surgery. I don't know. I don't want to question her. She definitely took a terrible fall.
If she had tightening surgery.
Yeah, this was her.
It's like if you have a
diva.
It's like when you have a dent in your car, but you don't want to get it fixed. You're just going to wait for an accident.
I have audio of her dentist.
So she was waiting to get that part fixed.
Yeah, here's her orthodontist.
20 cool. For oral, 50 for half and half. Anal will cost you extra.
That was a cool analogy. I like that.
Oh, with the car accident, yeah.
All those big monsters just ramming away, creating a little bit of perhaps damage, and then something else happens, and yeah, you get it all at once.
She knew something worse was going to happen to her eventually, so now she can use the GoFundMe to tighten up her vag.
But that makes me think she fell on purpose.
Oh, no one's going to fall 20 feet from purpose.
Yeah, she
I wouldn't
mean
think
that.
So.
No, that hurt.
You know what's funny? I hadn't seen the video until you just played it, Brandon.
Yeah.
And when I first watched it, I thought the first girl who just is jumping off the pole and into the splits, I thought that was her. And then she comes out of nowhere. Nowhere.
It's on TMZ.
Yeah. And
if you want to see the video, it's something else again. That just reminded me, I don't know why, of Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is about women and not so much sex, but kind of because I thought this was so brilliant and funny. Larry is talking to this girl. And he has to go to Cabo for a wedding. He's invited to Cabo for a wedding.
Yeah.
And so he's thinking about taking this girl, and then suddenly she starts showing him pictures. I forgot why the pictures, but it doesn't matter.
Because of when she was in Cabo.
Oh, that's right.
That's why she was in a bathing suit.
And they stumble across this picture of her in a one piece. And I think the music hits, like, changes right away to something dark sounding because she's really big. She's a much heavier version of herself. Now, normally people go, wow, look at all the weight she lost. But Larry, of course, immediately realizes that, especially in talking to her and watching her eat, because they're at her restaurant.
Yeah, he turned down the free dessert.
Which she didn't. She gobbled it up.
Yeah, which horrified him.
And he determines that she's a yo-yo Her weight goes up and down a lot.
She's yo-yoing up. She's yo-ing up.
I'm in between sizes.
That was the funniest thing, the fact that she's yo-ing up.
Yeah, and then later.
Every indication, too.
And then later, she uses that term as if it's a common term. Like, you think I'm yo-ing up.
A big one.
The scene, so they're on a plane, and she's just chowing on the free M&Ms, and the look on his face of disgust is hilarious enough, but then it cuts to Leon, who's behind her. Who's like, I'm telling you. it's just so great.
Leon is great, too. He's been funny this year.
He's been on
fire. Hey, Playboy, listen here, man. People don't have fucking time sitting around here waiting for your ass.
Phone call.
Oh, man. The phone call, yes. Explain.
Larry is building a spite store. He's building a coffee shop next to another coffee shop that he's mad at.
Larry's Latte?
Latte Larry's.
Latte Larry.
And the electrician was supposed to be there at 10, and he called and said he won't be there till 3. And so Leon takes the phone over and basically yells at him, so he's coming over right away. I don't know. It was a good concept.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Did he say something about you're just about to blow up and you go downstairs to do something?
Oh, yeah. If you're getting it on with and you're saying, I'm coming, you're not just going to stop and go make a sandwich.
No, you're
it's
not.
A weird analogy, but it worked.
Very strange.
And then now we know that our president's a big fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's true.
That was really great.
Seen that?
I'm fascinated by this, by the way. And I'll tell you why I'm fascinated. Because the president retweeted a clip of Larry putting the MAGA hat on, mm-hmm. on Curb Your Enthusiasm, which he uses as a shield to essentially make people get away from him.
Yes.
And it makes total sense, and everybody gets the joke, and everybody laughs. And you know what I liked about it?
Huh.
You didn't have to decide that you hated or liked Trump to appreciate the joke.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't be butthurt by that, could you?
The joke's not about Trump. It's about people's reaction to Trump.
Actually, I just said something really stupid. You couldn't be butthurt about that, because I swear, it doesn't matter what is said. Somebody's butthurt. Do you know I mentioned...
Yeah, I don't think those people count.
Well, they count when they're listening to us, because it just it just annoys
not
me.
Not really butthurt, are they?
Yeah.
Really?
You know, I didn't even remember saying this, but I think I did. I said something about Trump's State of the Union address being unifying, and I was being sarcastic. And I don't think anybody didn't understand what I was saying, but anyway, somebody was pissed that they thought it was a unifying speech. And I don't want to judge them one way or the other, but I thought, never expected to get that. And then I was mentioning the video on Facebook of Trump feting the 100-year-old Tuskegee Airman.
Uh-huh.
And Nancy, it's edited so that it looks like Nancy Pelosi is sitting down uninterested during that.
That's right.
Which is not how it happened. She stood up for that guy. And so somebody's like...
Nancy, as I call her.
Somebody was pissed because they said, why don't you talk about the Adam Schiff video? And
are you okay?
I don't even know what the Adam Schiff video is. I just was talking about something that happened over
the
weekend.
It's pretty amazing.
And I don't even want to know about the Adam Schiff video. Yeah. I probably should want to know, but I'm not doing that.
He's not exactly the best-looking guy we've ever seen.
It was almost more of a statement about Facebook itself than the thing, because it's not... I mean, people do lie. Political ads are lies frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
That's why I can't do... Outside of doing Facebook Live and seeing those comments, like what we're currently talking about,
mm-hmm.
I can't do Facebook anymore because of the memes...
There's a lot of them.
Political, both sides. It's like, I don't care enough.
I don't understand why people post them, because you know...
To piss people off.
You're gonna, I guess you're
troll.
Right.
They're
right.
All trolling.
Well, there's one... God, this is weird. There's a kid I knew growing up,
mm-hmm.
and I think he found out about the show, like, in the last couple of years, and he friended the show, and the friend request was accepted.
How old is this kid?
So now... It's not... Now his feed, of course, I get his feed all the time. And he's worse than Hogg, except he's right. He's way right.
Yeah.
And he is constantly posting these really just pro-right. I mean, you know, I don't have to tell you what it is. It's all, you know, Trump is the best. Trump did this. Trump mm-hmm. did that. And it's great. And look at this jerk on the left who said this. Mm-hmm. I mean, constant. And I've noticed that it gets very little activity.
Yeah, but you have to see it. It's just annoying.
No, we need to unfriend him, I guess.
Just block him.
Block him.
No,
I see other people who are, you know, even people around here who are posting, can you believe it? And it doesn't matter which one. It's like you're somewhere in the middle, some guy jumps in and goes, oh, you're so full of shit because of blah, 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 blah.
Always.
I agree.
It's going to happen.
I have two really good friends I'm thinking about from growing up, and one of them is very, very right, and every post is very, very right. And I'm thinking of another guy who's very left, and every post he has is very...
Aren't you glad that they're using their voices?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone has
they're
a
wasting
voice.
Wasting my
time. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then there's somebody...
I don't think anybody's ever changed their mind on a meme either.
No, and no. Brandon, not just on a meme.
I hope not.
No one's ever changed their mind about Trump. No one. Ever. They're in or they're out. Some are out more than others.
So weird.
It is.
But there's someone related to the show, and they have a relative who posts things like from QAnon.
And oh, man.
Pizzagate type stuff. Like, really just way out there stuff.
That's scary.
And he laughs about it, but he's just like, really? Gonna...
Yeah!
There's no talking, no, like, I do my own research. It's like,
oh, God.
What are you
researching? What a piece of filth!
What are you researching?
Huh.
What scares me is that they would find it interesting enough and believable enough to even post it. Am I missing that Ford? It must be in here somewhere. Right? Here it is. Okay. Jim Bentley, things are starting to roll over there.
Yeah.
It must be the dinner. I like to think Hopefully. That.
He had a post of maybe it's him or and Anthony of a 2020 F-150 just all black, blacked out.
Murdered out.
It looked sweet.
Well.
Maybe wish I didn't have kids.
If you buy one of those or you lease one of those or you get a pre-owned car or a pre-loved car and you do it with Jim Bentley, you are going to dinner with us because anyone who leases or purchases a vehicle at Zot Ford by March the 15th will be joining us at Mesa. Yes, Mesa. And that's right around St. Patrick's Day.
When are we doing it?
Well, I don't know when we're doing the dinner, actually. It's not scheduled. I was just thinking, wow, it's St. Patrick's Day is on a
Tuesday.
Well, we don't have to go on the 15th. It's not like we're going to go on the 15th. Forget it.
17th is St. Patrick's Day.
And it's on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
So when do people go crazy? On Tuesday?
You got it.
Oh,
yeah.
Man,
it's a holiday.
It's terrible.
Baby. What?
Ugh, Tuesday? I don't like getting drunk on Tuesday afternoon.
Who else in the level car and say yeah? Yeah!
So jump in your ride, get to Zot Ford in Hollywood, where we guarantee the sales manager, Anthony Ketchum, and maybe Jim Bentley, if he's not on his phone, will save you tons of cash while making the entire process simple, fun, fast, and easy. Just mention, if Jim's not there or he's in the middle of a Twitter battle, just mention that you heard about it on the podcast and you want to come to dinner.
What Twitter.
Jimmy, let's go.
And also there are shirts, signed shirts for the winners as well. So there, don't forget it. Zot Ford, you can lease brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs around $100 a month or buy them with 0% financing up to $10,000 off sticker.
It's t-shirt time.
2020 means 2020 from Dr. Yaldo without glasses and contacts. The only way to get there is opt for a safe, painless, brief procedure at the LOI Center. It's about 2 years. Listeners have been telling us how easy it's been. They're challenging people to see offs. It's just gotten complete madness. See Dr. Yaldo. He's the most experienced surgeon in the Midwest who does this. And he will tell you, yeah, you could do this now. You might need to do this later, though, so you might want to wait. Or, yeah, let's go. Or, I better do it now because you're not going to be able to see by the time you leave this office. He doesn't say that, really. Or he might send you to see frames and
we'll
think
do
about
it live.
Contacts or prescription sunglasses.
We'll do it live!
They have all that at the offices of Dr. Yaldo. So make the call. Understand what will be required to rid you of glasses, contacts, and reading glasses. Decide for yourself. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyesCenter.com. And, you know, tax time's a good time for that,
too.
Do it.
Too. Get it done.
Which is coming up. People getting their refunds.
Yay.
And by the way, the big three, they're all getting nice bonuses this year.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Who's getting 8,000? Is it GM getting 8,000?
GM, yeah.
Ford's getting 66. And
nice.
Chrysler Fiat, is it 7,100, 7,200?
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, they're all pretty sweet.
Great for the economy here.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Oh, pumped for breaking news.
It's real breaking news. It's real breaking news.
Jesse Smollett indicted by special prosecutor in Chicago. Well, well, well. stemming from the alleged racist and anti-gay attack on him that occurred in January of 2019. He's due in court February 24th. He told Chicago police last year two men physically attacked him. And we know the story. Yelling at the piece of paper. You don't need to repeat the whole story.
He got taken out by MAGA country. I said, what the hell was that?
Are you surprised?
Yeah, a little bit.
I am too.
I thought they'd just let it go. They're
the actor that nobody ever heard of.
But they're still really pissed about this.
Well, it's a special prosecutor, yeah.
And honestly, this was really, this in terms of lameness, it's a 10. It's an 11.
In terms of, on the lamometer?
Yeah, on the lamometer. It is pretty lame. That, yeah. The lamometer. It's a 12. It's off the charts. This guy was making a lot of money, and he decided, I need more attention.
It's the worst way to help your career, Smollett. Why would that, like, let's just say everyone believed it. That would really help his career that much. But when most people go, oh, yeah, that's the guy that was attacked. I mean, in other words, do people have sympathy ears to listen to his music or sympathy eyes to watch Empire because that guy was attacked?
Nobody cared about his music except when they thought he was attacked and they sold out his show. Which is funny. Remember, he took all the extra security with him?
But then that disproves my point.
To go back and to look that night, the 2 days, all of the support for him, all the people in Hollywood that were coming out, and they were right behind him. And they were lecturing everybody else.
But long
if
term,
you voted for Trump, you're complicit in this attack!
Oh, whatever that noise is. But long term, he thought that would help his career. Like, people would have that much sympathy for him. 2 months out, hey, four months out, that they would watch Empire because of it?
Some people really like to be a victim, and some people like liking victims. They like him even more because he's a victim.
So who is there a real victim out there that we're all just enjoying the art they put out?
Yeah, there's some.
Who?
I think, a good example. No, this isn't a good example. I was going to say The Bachelor, where they spill out all these horrible things that have happened to them on the first night. But that's because he needs them to open up fast. Because he needs to make a quick decision.
How else do you start a journey?
An amazing journey. Okay, think of...
There's got to be somebody.
Demi Lovato. Don't her fans love her more for telling us about sharing all her foibles? I think they do. I think that adds to her, and she's a great singer. I think she's got a great voice.
Yeah,
she sang a beautiful version of, was it the national anthem at the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
No, that was gorgeous.
She's sexually fluid.
I think that makes people like her too.
I think that does. Yeah, because there's a sex appeal to it.
She's had a good comeback
at the Grammys. I thought that was a fabulous performance.
Yeah, a little fake.
I think
when she stopped. Some people.
I thought the exact same thing. I don't even like admitting it.
She's a comeback story.
Seabiscuit, the Mighty Ducks, Robert Downey Jr., Rocky.
Else?
Yes.
Kim Kardashian.
Well,
in the video, she gets come on her back, I think.
Shouldn't Jesse Smollett do a Kobe Bryant, settle this? Get it over. Get it over.
He should have.
He should have. I think he should even do it now because this is going to take a while, and it's going to keep the hate level high.
Kobe!
And I mean a full Kobe, where he says, you know what? I really didn't think I was calling it a fake attack, but after looking at all the data, it does appear that it's understandable that a lot of people would think it was a fake attack. And so I'm going to pay the city to make this thing go away because it's just going to be better for all of us. And we need to get on with our lives.
That opportunity is long gone because he doubled down immediately.
I don't know. I still think it was, if he had done that, he'd be better off.
Oh, if he had, yeah, but he can't do that.
How dare you compare those two?
How dare you try to tarnish my motherfucking homeboy's reputation, punk motherfucker?
By the way,
doghead bitch.
I hate that people support Jesse Smollett still. They do. Van on TMZ. Man, I got his back. Did you see him going to court with his head up and walking proud? He's always maintained his innocence.
What does that mean?
Just a struggling actor with a thick.
I don't know. Why are we cutting that one off?
Because we've already gone too far with the finger drops and the.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to. This is a family show from here on out.
Family show.
I was confused. Because you did that the other day too, didn't you?
I sometimes cut them off.
Okay.
They don't sound like
that's restraint.
They don't sound like burps when I do
proud
it.
Proud of you. No, they don't.
Mark.
I don't do that. The burp, all the burp complaints have been towards your audio.
We're going to have to go with one person per show so we can find out who the burper is.
Well, most of it's other drops that were, well, whatever.
Maybe we should go through the old drops.
No one has that much time.
Let's see if you can't leave me about it. An inch from the, where the zipper ends, round under my, back to my bunghole.
That's a burp.
Let's do this. Brandon, let's look at The Bachelor. There's only one reason I want to watch The Bachelor.
Before people go crazy, this is we've condensed it, and it's funny.
I'm willing to suffer through all the people saying, all you talk about is The Bachelor, because this is a Hall of Fame appearance in terms of a girl who says like a lot.
Oh, okay.
She says like so much more. She's a Hall of Fame liker.
Oh, okay.
Look, we should come up with a Hall of Fame for you know and for like.
You know, who's, yeah.
Cliche. We should come up with a cliche Hall of Fame, too, because, you know, these.
Well, the first inductee is LeBron James at the end of the day.
LeBron James is really big. I've heard LeBron James say there's a lot to unpack. I think, I swear, I think he said that.
He is the king of cliche. King
at
James.
At the end of the day.
Of cliches.
Oh, this. Thank you.
This girl Absolutely. Is so hot, too. Her name is Madison Brandon.
Yes, she's going to win.
I love that Brandon's watching The Bachelor again.
Well, I got sucked into it. I like to spend time with Kristen. She wanted to watch it.
Always excuses. So.
And we know she controls the remote.
That's not true. That's not true at all. But I want to spend time with her. And if she's going to watch this damn show is so freaking long.
Wouldn't it be nice if she joined you while you were watching your show?
I mean,
she does sometimes.
You still haven't watched The Outsider, the new episode, have you?
The new episode. I've seen
McMillions. McMillions.
You guys watch McMillions?
By the way, Maz recommends McMillions.
It's good.
Slow down.
I know. He texted me last night. Hey, have you seen McMillions?
It's good.
On HBO?
It's a great show.
Mark yesterday asked me.
The episode was great. What?
Mark wanted to see if he could get some Tiger tickets for, is this the school's charity?
Charlotte
Oh, yeah.
School? Yeah, the school Charlotte goes, you know, they have a charity auction.
And the feeling was that now that Maz isn't chewing up tickets.
That's what I said, yeah.
And I think you were kidding, mostly.
I was totally kidding.
And I said, yeah, sure. And so
it's an awkward subject to breach, to ask people for things like that.
It's a little delicate. It's still a little raw. Let me find my phone.
I mean, just in general, it's awkward to ask for donations. But, you know, it's a good cause. It's a good school.
I know parents just get so stuck in that mode because it doesn't seem like there's more of that than ever.
Well,
they want to help their kids. Yeah. They want to help their kids' school.
And Catholic schools need all the money they can get.
Okay, here's Maz's text. 1:36 today. Hey, Drew, can I count on you for your St. Joan of Arc Tiger Champions Club tickets donation? Any game you choose. Yeah. Let me know. Thanks. Oh,
he's letting you pick. That's nice.
Of course, they will be donated from the Drew and Mike Show. LOL.
Well, when I had to email the people for the ones you so generously donated for us for Charlotte School, I wrote, donated by Drew Lane of the Drew and Mike Show .com. Might as well get the plug in, right?
You butt out.
I don't know. You might pick up a listener or two.
Possibly my favorite drop. Because who says butt out anymore?
Who says pound salt or pound sand?
People used to say butt out all the time. I don't know why that term disappeared because I think it's funny and it's very direct. It's very meaningful. We know what is meant.
Another great old
you
term.
Butt out.
We're reading somebody and they said sack of shit. I don't know if you remember that. And I said I just love that phrase and I decided. Any phrase like that that has shit in it makes me laugh really hard.
I know. It's sack of shit's really good.
Sack of shit, shit-faced.
No one gives a shit.
There's a couple old-time ones that have shit in it. It just makes me laugh. Horseshit is great.
Horseshit is great.
That's horseshit.
Okay, so we have Pilot Pete on his day. He's down to 5 girls, and hometowns are coming up.
It's that far along?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost over. It's almost over. We barely talked about it, but this is worth it. This is funny. He has got a one-on-one with his chick named Madison. She's really hot. He's probably going to pick her either way. Pilot Pete sits down with her, but she's got a big secret to tell him. And I think
she has AIDS.
Struggles.
She's pregnant.
Struggled. She's religious. That's all it is.
She's the like queen, too. Yeah, well, we'll get to that at the end. Listen to the likes. Listen
to this.
You
know, I am a strong believer that if it's meant to be, it'll be. But it is still really scary. It's like really, I'm so glad that we had this day. Like, I feel like I just like really been like waiting for it. And this has been really, really, really hard. but...
Why so? Like, why?
Listen how long she talks.
See, like, a future with you, and I see a life after this. And so I think that's why this week has been so much more emotional, because it's like now, like, I feel like my heart's starting to take over, and I'm like, wait, what's happening?
That's good.
I know.
That's good.
I know. And... yeah, I know, with, like, hometowns coming up, you know how much family means to me. They're literally, like, my whole entire world. And
literally.
I look up to my dad so much, and I've always said, like, I wanted, like, someone that, like, reminded me of my dad and, like, embodies, like, a lot of the same qualities and characteristics. And I...
incredible.
...have just watched, like, the way that, like, my dad has, like, loved my mom and, like, loved our family, and the way that he... has like such a strong relationship with the
Lord.
This
is like Hall of Fame, isn't it?
The way that he is able to like love our family so well. And yeah, like that's kind of a conversation that we haven't had yet, but I feel like faith is like more than just like this passed down like thing to me. Like it's literally my whole life and like
literally
all of, like, who I am. And you know, I want in a marriage, like I want someone who
I don't,
like,
even hear half of them
also has that relationship with the Lord. And like,
well, thankfully the whoever's doing the subtitling, the closed caption,
they put everyone in.
They're nailing everyone, and grammatically correct too,
in between commas.
And I'm utterly amazed that he can pretend that he's paying attention to any of this.
I don't know how you can pick her. I mean, if you had to hear someone say like that often, that would wear on you.
No, I know, but he's doing a good job feigning interest in what she's saying.
He's not really interested. He follows up with, he responds, and he has the longest. He goes on and on and on. He's so engrossed in this, like, conversation.
Like,
no, seriously, if you listen to this, and especially what we're about to play after this, I'm telling you, it can get in your head. For example, I was listening to Seth Rogen. He was on, he did an interview with, like, Stern, and Seth Rogen says, like, a lot. To the point where he said it so much that you heard Howard doing it. He was even doing it. It just got stuck in your head.
Well, I'd like to work on the Like Hall of Fame and the You Know Hall of Fame, the Cliche Hall of Fame. We've got one member.
Like, anyone can even know that.
Is there more? Should I keep going here?
No, I think that we hit a. That's pretty much.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
I kind of want to hear his response, though.
Well, no, he just goes.
Well, go, you play a little bit of it. He says like a few times too, as you'll see.
She's a low IQ individual.
She cares about me and wants to raise a family in that way, and I.
You could fit a lot of Kobe's in the delay.
I'll try.
I'm on the same page with that, and just like push each other in that way, and like grow in that way, together.
Got some vocal fry too.
Kobe!
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Gooby!
Kobe!
Gooby!
Kobe!
Gooby!
I tell you.
Kobe!
And I want to
it could be a how many Kobe's delay?
Being that role model.
That was like a 7 Kobe gap there.
I mean, that's one of the most beautiful things. And how much?
Why was the gap so long? Because he spaced out. I was like, oh, it's my turn to say something generic.
No, basically, she just told him that she's very, very religious. And I think that's what she was getting at in between those likes, and that her faith means everything. And some of the other girls have been critical because, like, she, I did it again, because she's not being truthful about how faithful she is, like how much faith she has.
I think he was wondering if she's going to put out in the fantasy suite, and he was going to ask her, but then he thought better of it, and then thought, well, I should ask her, but no, I'll just act like I was interested in what she was saying.
So did he say, you know, if it's anal, it doesn't really count.
Let's go to Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel did something incredible last night, and by the way, those of you who rag me, you only talk about The Bachelor. Jimmy Kimmel always talks about The Bachelor. No, it's on ABC. Howard Stern always talks about The Bachelor. David Spade
a lot of
live
the
tweets
show.
The Bachelor. He talks about The Bachelor on his show, too.
Those That's people. True. I've seen that. I've watched that.
Listen to this. This is great.
It's like such a dream to be here. I think like when you feel like you've only gotten like 5 minutes with them, it's like forever.
Like
I cannot even, I'm so happy.
Vocal fry, man.
Victoria is a knockout. She is a knockout. So's Madison. Victoria, however, she gives him shit all the time. I've never seen a girl. He's got 30 of the most beautiful women to pick from, and they never rag on you. It's all, that's why it'd be so much fun to be the Bachelor. You got 30 hot chicks kissing your ass nonstop. Every one of them will fall in love with you. Every single one.
That's why he, maybe he likes it. Maybe he wants to be a little,
Like what?
Well, I used it as a verb that time.
He banged Hannah stuck four times in the windmill.
Oh, that's right.
So maybe he thinks I can bang three more chicks who will be super hot.
All right, one final thing. Mark, can you fast forward to the given time that I wrote down on that piece of paper? Because...
Oh, there's some big doings coming up on The Bachelor.
The ending, it's only like a minute long. The ending is kind of funny, and you got to see his mom. You got to see his mom.
Should we give our theory up front, Brandon? I think we probably should. Without saying what she said, without saying what Pete's mom, The Bachelor's mom, said.
She must be proud.
You're going to see that there's problems in paradise here.
What?
With the hometown visits. Victoria, first of all, when they were at an event on one of their one-on-ones, they had this country singer, and it was so awkward. He's making out with her right in front of the stage, and you know, just acting. They needed a room in the worst way. And then he meets the singer after the event.
Boundaries, these Bachelor people.
I know. He meets the singer afterwards, and they're like buddy buddy. I think they exchange phone numbers, and then he walks away, and she comes up to talk to him. And he reveals, well, the conversation reveals that they were together. They were boyfriend, girlfriend before The Bachelor.
Yeah, like that wasn't scripted.
I don't think he knew.
Of course.
I don't think The Bachelor knew.
So scripted.
No, it's not. Then why should we play any of it if it's scripted?
What are the coincidences? No, I'm saying that portion where they brought in her ex-boyfriend, totally scripted. They did that on purpose to screw with them.
Yeah, it did. They did make it appear that it was a giant coincidence. I think a few people knew what the coincidence was.
Well, the producers did, for sure.
Yeah. So, what appears to happen is...
Boyfriend. You could have mentioned that for sure.
On the hometown visit, it appears that he and Victoria, the girl with the country music boyfriend, that they are fighting about this before they even go into the house, because I think she's still talking to him or something. So,
well, that's not going to make an awkward visit.
So she's acting like, I thought it was a hometown visit. Like, why are we doing this? And then later on, should I give it away, Brandon, what you think happened?
Oh, sure.
Go ahead and explain it.
Because it's stupid. Basically, what happens.
It's not stupid.
It's dramatic.
Madison's very religious. I think Madison's a virgin. Madison hasn't told him that. Madison. Basically says...
Is she a virgin?
We'll
yes.
See.
Yeah, yeah, we find that out next
Sounds
week.
Sounds like he fingered her.
Stop. But ultimately what happens here is, I believe, she finds out that he nailed all the chicks in the fantasy suite because, duh, why not?
Wait, didn't she watch the previous year when he nailed the chick four times?
Don't apply logic.
Okay.
But now they have a relationship, Mark. Dum-dum.
They're in love. He's falling in love with her. He said it last night.
He doesn't just say that to anyone either, does he?
And she is there for the right reasons. She wants to have a loving relationship and have children and be happy.
So I think what's going to happen is she's going to find out he nailed all the other chicks in the fantasy suite. Then she's not going to show up at the very, very end.
Okay, bye.
And then he's going to be very upset about it. And then we find out what his mom says because...
Yeah, his mom counsels him.
Because I think his mom is talking about Madison.
How old is this guy?
I think he's
26 or so. This could
go home to mommy.
This could be the most dramatic ending I've ever seen. And can you imagine the torture you have? You've got the fantasy suite. You've got three super hot chicks lined up. One of them is a virgin who may take exception to some things that happen in the other two fantasy suites. But those two girls who are hot as hell, they want to put out like nobody's business.
Sure.
So
yeah, they like sex too.
I mean, that has got to be the most conflicted human being I've ever heard of. So let's hear it.
So he needs his mommy's advice.
This is the teaser, yes.
Are you kidding me right now?
How are we even supposed to move forward from this?
By having a conversation.
You're supposed to come and meet my family tonight?
A lot of tears. More tears.
And then, later this season.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. I don't even know how to do this. I think my heart's like broken right now.
I'm so scared that, it's not enough.
So what happened last night? There is so much right now that's just destroying my heart.
If he sleeps with anybody else, it's going to be hard for me to continue to move forward.
Oh!
You gave him an ultimatum.
I'm the Bachelor.
I'm sorry. It's disgusting.
I don't want this. I feel like it's all about sex. But 6 days prior, I was intimate with someone else.
I think I'm just... I'm at a loss for words. I just don't know what to do.
How do you just walk away and just give up?
Get? I can't. I'm so done.
Wow.
Before you do what you're about to do, there is something you
should know. Here comes
mommy. What? There's something all of us just found out.
Oh, my God.
He's all dressed up to get engaged.
Hi, mommy.
It's just the last thing that I needed to hear right now.
He's got AIDS.
Don't let her go. Don't let her go. That's what love stories are made out of. And God has placed her there for you. Bring her home. Bring her home to us.
Don't let her go.
Bring her home to
his
us?
His mother is really crying hard there. That was, I got emotional.
Where was your mother?
That was
stupid show.
The most dramatic thing I've ever seen.
There, we recapped it so you don't have to watch.
Is it weird that his mom is that invested in?
Well, she loves her son. She's very invested in Peter and his happiness, and she knows that he loves her for all the right reasons. She loves him for all the right reasons. She's a virgin. It's a pure relationship on one end, anyway.
I guess mom do knows best.
So I think the obvious thing is to
don't let her go.
Don't let her go. Bring her home.
Don't let her go.
How weird.
Great drops.
Oh,
great drops. So yeah.
And weird. No woman ever measured up to the love of my life, my mommy.
Yeah. God, I was watching Cops last night, too. There's some great Cops.
Yeah, you said you had a couple episodes.
Really outstanding. This one guy, maybe we'll watch this eventually, but this guy is pulled over by a cop who just pulled him over like a week before.
What are the odds?
He doesn't have a driver's license. And
sorry, he pulled over. He can't pull over any farther.
He's driving a car.
What's going on, officer?
That's not his. That is a fake license plate.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty nailed.
You're just asking it.
I might be conflating two Cops episodes. He's pulled over, and he appears fucked up, too.
Okay.
It's broad daylight. He's with a chick. It's not his car. He doesn't have a license, for sure. I remember that. So, they get him out. They ask him, can we search the car? There's nothing in the car. There's nothing in here. I'm just telling you. And they're like, can we search the car anyway?
Yeah, if there's nothing, no big deal, then let us search it.
Exactly. And so he gets out of the car, they cuff him while they wait, and they search the car, syringes. Well, first of all, they find a syringe in his pocket when they're patting him down.
Oh, boy.
Then they find syringes in the car. Then there's a gun in between the driver's seat and the passenger seat of her car.
That's almost a given.
And there was more. Let's see. What else was there? I can't even. Oh, there's pot in the car, too.
That's almost a given as well. At least just a roach.
And then they have to charge her. This is the good part. They had to charge her because the gun was within her reach.
Oh, really?
It's her car, and even though she's in the passenger seat and it was his gun, and he said it was his gun, it was within her reach. So they were going to arrest her, and they said, you have to sort her out in court. She's so upset that she's in the background the whole time. All of a sudden, she's front and center, and brawless, big time brawless.
Oh, I mean,
yeah.
Is it a nice brawless?
I thought, should we take a look?
Yeah.
This is one of those things I don't think you can let go.
Dude, you got to smile because you're under arrest.
I think it's the first Cops episode
That's really weird, though. So they charged them with the same crime with the gun?
Just the gun, yeah.
But they both couldn't use it at the same time.
But she could reach it. She could have reached it.
But then he couldn't, so don't charge him.
Well,
it's just an odd law.
I think they got to sort it out in court.
Not that I care that much.
I'm going to go with the cop and say they should sort it out in court. But why don't you look for it? It's either the first or the second episode. And I believe it's the second thing within the episode.
Oh, boy.
So while you're...
What are the odds I'm going to get it with the first choice?
No, that's my fault. But meanwhile, it's a new year. It's a new decade. It's time for Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNitty.com. Start something. New event. During this, they're leasing new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. If you're all about the Jeep wave, stop by Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Compass Limited all-wheel drive around $122 a month. If you really want to step it up, get to Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, Zot is your lease turn-in headquarters. Any make, any model, over miles, body damage, payments remaining, no problem at Zot. They'll get you in a new ride for the new year. Check out the deals and their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And is that going to do it for today? I think it is.
Does this look like the right episode?
Okay, let's see. No, that's not my man.
No, Welcome back from commercials.
But at least
the first guy gets bloody from whacking his head on the cage in the police car.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So that's did you see a bloody guy at all?
I don't know. I sped past it. Here's the second story. You think this is it?
I was 18. Shortly after getting my bachelor's degree, I came to the room.
Nobody asked for your life story.
I know.
Had a SUV pull out of a gas station up here, has a dark lens covering the tag. I'm going to find out why they had that lens cover on there, which is a legal.
They don't want to get pulled over.
Silly. That's a crap way to pull somebody over.
Yeah, but the end justified the means.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Hey, Deputy Woodham of the Sheriff's Office. Hey, I stopped you because there's a lens cover over your tag, making your tag unreadable from a certain amount of feet.
Oh, well, I'm taking off now.
Hey, so we'll get to that. You have a driver's license?
I haven't seen this one, but it looks interesting, doesn't it?
He seems like a pretty cool cat, man.
Yeah, he's got a good-looking girlfriend. They both got fancy schmancy sunglasses on. He's got the shaved head, a little stubble. Looks sharp.
I'm going to say he gets off with a warning.
That's a clean white T-shirt. I think they're up to no good. I don't know why.
No.
I feel it.
I think Drew's excited. This is the first time he gets to play the game.
I'm pumped.
He's going to let him off with a warning and then have to move on to another guy.
I think there's going to be... What would they be doing?
It's drugs. He looks meth.
I think it's meth. I'm going to say meth. Because he looks together like things are going fast.
You don't think it's just
he's getting
weed?
A lot done in a short time.
Okay, here's the question. Do either one of those people throw the other one under the bus?
I don't think so.
I think they'll be loyal as well.
You do? Okay.
It's all on the tag.
It's on the tag?
We just bought it not too long ago.
You pause it for a sec.
What?
I used to get pulled over for having tinted windows all the time.
Yeah.
And I used to get so furious. I even got pulled over.
How many times?
Probably 3 times for a tinted window, 1 time for loud exhaust, and 1 time for a cracked windshield.
Brandon.
Sometimes that stuff is a little ridiculous.
No, I've been driving the cracked windshield for over a year now.
I've been pulled over for...
It's fully cracked across the entire windshield.
Really?
Yes.
You can't get that fixed?
No, it can't be fixed. They don't make the windshield anymore.
I find that you
That's
can't...
what I heard. Some people
are you
saying
waiting
that.
Like that stripper to get in an accident?
I find since I've moved further south, it happens less and less. But when I grew up in the sticks, I think a lot of those police officers were just bored. They didn't have anything else to do. And so they saw me and said, well, I could probably pull this guy over for tint.
So why didn't you untint your windows? Because I got pulled over by a state cop once for tinted windows. And I'm like, okay.
And you guys should play point guard. You wouldn't have any of these problems.
That's true.
Or if I dated the
Sasha Obama,
I'll go with Chelsea.
But the guy pulled me over, and there's a whole. So he's like, "You got to remove this tin." So I did it, and believe it or not, when we did it must have been 2004 because we did the Pistons giveaway thing. Remember the 3-point contest or whatever we did?
Oh yeah.
And two police officers showed up to watch, and he was one of them.
Really?
So I'm like, I told him, "Hey, I removed the tin." He had no idea what I was talking about. I'm like, "You just pulled me over a week ago."
Did you say? By the way, since you were judging me, do you really belong here?
No,
on
I would
your
never.
Shift?
I would not.
No, I know. I love cops.
I was glad he was there.
It's worth noting.
Freeze!
We paused it at a pretty telling point.
What?
We paused it just for a moment. Can you see your teeth?
Are
yeah.
They meth?
Yeah, that
looks
could be
like something's up.
That could very well be meth mouth. I was going to say, I thought,
Kobe!
Is she possibly pregnant?
I think that's just a roll.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I think so too.
I think you're right. That shirt, she could wear a looser shirt. I'm going to say that. So we're not going to see the boobs here that I thought we should see, but let's see what happens.
Not a temporary tag. Do you have a license?
She has a license.
Sir.
I have a...
Do you have a license?
No.
Okay. I just have to drive because I have female problems going on right
now. Oh, she's ragging it.
Wait, she has female problems?
Yeah. Okay. Is it an Alabama license?
Oh, pause. She has something hidden in her vaginal area.
Oh, God.
She preemptively got him to try to get away from that area.
Yes. You're not ragging it, are you?
And personally, I'd believe her. But what did he say that elicited, I have female problems right now?
Why he was driving, because he doesn't have a license.
Wait, so when women have their period, they can't drive?
Well, this is what she said.
I just felt a gush, so I need to go buy some Tamps and go lay down.
I'm just asking.
Once again, just let him off with a warning.
You've got a lot of females listening. I didn't know this. You can't drive when you're in a circle.
The fact
day.
Is, I've been experiencing some menstrual irregularities, and I must say, I am not a fan.
I think, I don't mean to be cliche here, but I think her saying that is a red flag.
You think?
I think it's a red flag.
A scarlet flag.
And then here's the driver. He goes, yeah, here's my license.
Well, another 3 days of this, probably.
Also, I noticed that the two of them were trying to talk amongst themselves. That's not a good sign. Mm. So let's see what happens.
Yes, sir.
Why is he driving then?
Because I started female issues. I asked him to drive.
Started female issues. Okay.
Sounds like someone's having their monthly.
Okay, where'd you buy it from?
I can
get off of Craigslist. Here's the issue at hand. Is the vehicle registered?
No way.
Okay.
Not yet.
Listen to me for a second, okay? You're operating an unregistered motor vehicle right now. Okay? Then on top of that, you're dropping.
Does he look like a little Mark McGrathian if Mark McGrath did meth?
He does.
Mark McGrath.
He's got an earring, too.
Mark McGrath.
On that license, right? Okay. Is there anything illegal in this car? Okay. Do you use drugs at all?
What?
No. Have you ever been in trouble for drug use? No? Okay. How about you, ma'am?
No, sir.
Huh. No?
I don't believe
you mind
that.
Me and my partner search? You do mind?
No, I don't mind.
You don't mind? Okay. You take the keys out of the ignition? You mind if I see him real quick? All right, I appreciate that.
Ooh, he should run. He should run and jump on that train.
Transformer, sir.
They look pretty concerned, don't they?
Yeah.
Put
your hand on her back. Did you know you have a warrant?
No.
No? What do you think a warrant's for?
No.
Don't you love it when it's always news to the person that has the warrant?
It's always news. No one is ever told they have a warrant, which is terrible.
Well, they wouldn't have a warrant then, right?
And by the way, there's communication. They're looking at each other. She's in the passenger seat. He's out getting cuffed now. And she's looking at him trying to I don't know what she's trying to say, but something is going on
she's
there.
She's having her monthly, right?
Sounds Could like be. Someone's having their monthly.
You don't know what it'd be for?
It's for drugs.
Okay. Nothing illegal in it? Here, step back here real quick.
Is it a warrant for drugs? Do we know?
I know you got a job to do.
What's in that?
Oh, so what's in that?
Be honest with me. Don't grab for it. What's in that?
Answer his question.
Maybe correct.
Oh, meth.
Some meth.
Oh, it's meth!
Okay, so you got
Kobe.
Meth in your
pocket? Maybe $5.
Okay. Remember I asked you, man, if you had an illegal right?
I didn't know.
What it was in his pocket.
What did I tell you?
$5 worth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anything else illegal on you?
No.
You sure this time?
Yes, sir. I'm fine.
Okay.
I don't know. It's not been illegal that long. Maybe he just didn't know.
So, where are your kids at?
At the house because we're visiting our parents. I have a 14-year-old.
Oh, they're visiting your parents.
Yeah, I'm asking you. Be honest. Anything else illegal in the car? Be honest.
Honestly, I don't know.
You've never used illegal narcotics before in your whole life?
When I was way younger.
Or what is way younger? How do you
last
know?
Week?
Okay, so what's way younger? What's your definition of way younger?
How old is the kid?
14.
Okay.
When I was a teenager.
18. That's where we located some meth in his pocket. Obviously, gives us probable cause to search the vehicle. And since he was operating the vehicles, obviously, you can see he has paraphernalia even in his wallet. This straw right here, usually used for snorting.
Oh, God. No, it's for drinking, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe he likes to drink things out of shot glasses. He does want a comically large straw out of it.
14, 13, 11, and 9.
Oh, my God. They have five kids.
Two and four kids.
How old is this kid?
I homeschool.
She, that woman homeschools four children.
Oh, no.
Drain on society. Those kids are mean.
I feel anti-vax in the air.
I wish my babies could have the same sort of teacher, the same sort of friend.
I'm like an anti-vax pro-meth family.
You know, I would make a deal right now. I'd say, you know, you mentioned you have some female problems. I'm sympathetic to that. We're going to get one of our female officers in here to suss out that tampon you were talking about. Make sure there's nothing illegal there. Because there isn't one in. She doesn't have a tampon in.
How do you know that?
I don't think she has female problems. I don't believe that.
Well, I mean, you got to trust her, right?
But what sucks is...
tampon. It may be somewhere in me, my handbag or a drawer. Either way, I don't have eyes on it and would very much like to.
I tell you what sucks, and I know a lot of people already thought of this. They're visiting her parents. Yeah. Oh, man.
No, that's sad. But it's actually, in the end, it's probably better for those kids, right? To be away from that.
I'm in the mindset of the driver. I can't help it. I don't know why.
When the last time you got out? Be honest.
About a week ago. I only did it once.
Okay, that's
what?
Fine.
Wait, she hasn't done it since she was a teenager.
You see?
Tell me about what I found in your pocket, man.
Just a little bit of ice. That's all it is. What else you want to know? That's all it is. I know there was not much. It's not much at all in that little bag.
How much was left in the bag?
Maybe $5 worth. That's it. Yeah.
How long you been a user?
I told you that I did.
Can you pause for a second?
Are they
actually debating whether he was lying when he said he doesn't use drugs? Are they debating? He has ice in his pocket.
I think they just want him to admit it.
Ice.
Right?
Does that help?
Maybe it makes them. Yeah, maybe it does help. Okay. I don't know.
I'll give him a break.
Ice cream.
Try to get you some help?
I'm not an addict or anything like that. I'm not.
I can at least try to help you with it.
I'll take it, but listen.
Yeah, right.
I got more bases than anything. I don't do this.
Something happened this week for you to buy?
I've been evicted and everything.
I thought he had a business.
He's being evicted?
But I thought he had a business, and he doesn't affect him, and he's doing great.
That means those kids are being expelled from school, too. Right?
Yes.
I should be back in school.
We're losing our house. I got four kids. I got a wife. Everybody depends on me. I was just stressed out. Looking for ease of mind, I guess. I don't know.
I got to agree with him. Nothing would stress me up more than that.
Well, not, but is meth going to stop the stress?
No, it's going to help him get stuff done.
That's true. Okay. So he prescribed it to himself. It's like a self-prescription.
Exactly.
Buying meth, right? Don't you think that money could be used for something better? Maybe help your kids out or something?
Yeah, my kids are took care of. They are.
Okay.
Well, so I thought you're being evicted.
I'm in jail for possession of methamphetamine, okay? Possession of drug paraphernalia for the straw, okay? And then you're active warrant. All right, man? You're not being arrested today, okay?
I know.
All right. This is your second chance. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because you'd be in the back of the car with him. Do you get that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you want your kids to go through this?
No, sir.
Okay. It's ridiculous. You need to get some help.
Okay.
Do you want to say goodbye to him?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
She's pretty pumped right now.
It's ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous.
Bye.
It's ridiculous.
It's nice that they get this romantic moment together.
Oh boy, it was.
Yeah, well, you know, it's tough being a single mom. You know,
it was sad. It was sucked.
Was it really that sad?
Well,
I mean, I feel bad for the kids. They don't know any better.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what I mean. It's just the whole thing sucks.
And they made some pretty lousy choices, though.
Yeah.
I wish I had a father.
Nope, that's not. It's the other episode.
Oh, well.
This looks interesting. Damn.
Those eyes were quite wide, weren't they?
Yes. It's a black woman. Is she wearing a fur coat or some?
That's a robe.
Faux fur? Oh, it's a robe?
They have guns drawn, though.
That's a nice robe.
Really?
Yeah, I thought so. It's cool.
Domestic violence call.
Uh-oh. Yeah, boy.
Wait, do you think she did it, or is she the one that was violent again?
She looks pretty guilty to me.
You want
to
stay there and just kind of keep that window? I don't know if that's there. I don't know if that's their apartment or not.
What's her name?
What's her name, sir?
Preach.
What's going on, officer?
She's at the window.
She's at the window?
Yeah.
Wait, she's looking out a window 2 feet from the cop, like she's sneaking a peek.
She was peeking through the blinds.
Megan!
And right after they said that, you can see her leave. Like the blinds went back to normal.
Well, their eyes met.
That was just like a movie. Very comical.
Please! Officer! Step out with your hands up.
I got hands, yeah.
Hands up. Hands up.
She's coming out.
Turn back
around. Okay, pause for a second.
Yes.
They're in what looks like a parking garage. It looks like it's an apartment that
is in
the parking garage.
Yeah, I'm
not sure this is going to be the nicest place if we get to go inside.
I lived in a place like that.
Did you?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, the garage was underneath the apartment.
Well,
Come on, your house sucks.
I'm holding to my theory that this is not going to be the nicest place if we go inside.
Okay, bye.
Hands up. Walk backwards in the sound of my voice.
I don't got my shoes on.
Okay, keep walking. That's fine. Keep your hands up. Put your hands on top of your head. Do you understand?
Hands on top of your head.
Interlock your fingers. Okay, spread your feet.
Why didn't she put her shoes on before she went out?
Okay. Man, what the f*** is he? This motherf***er. You a liar, man. You a liar, man. On this f***. Oh, really?
Hey, don't talk to him.
Who's she arguing with?
The guy that says she beat him up.
Yeah. Do you understand me? He looks like a cool dude.
Yeah, let's get her in the car.
He does. Right.
I think he could do better than that.
Okay, then this is what I need you to do. I'm going to give you one chance.
All right.
You understand?
Yeah.
You don't say a word to him.
All right.
You say one word to him, you're going to the back of the car.
I predict she violates it. I predict a violation. Okay.
Then don't say anything. Got it?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to get his side of the story. We're going to get yours, okay?
Quiet.
We're not saying anyone did anything wrong today.
We got a call.
All right, and I'm going to ask you about that, but I need you to cooperate, all right? I'm going to ask you some questions.
He doesn't live here, dude.
Okay, who lives here?
I do.
You live here? Do you live with anybody?
Myself.
Just you? Who is he to you? Do you used to date him? Is he a relative?
Yeah, I used to date him.
Okay. Were you guys married?
Yeah, he made it. No!
Okay, you guys boyfriend girlfriend before?
I married him.
Well, I'm just asking. So you guys were...
I'm take my money.
All right, so you used to date. How long ago did you guys break up?
About 9 months ago.
9 months ago?
A year.
Did he ever live here with you?
Yeah, a couple of months.
And then when did he move out?
Now.
When I said,
he currently lives here.
When
technically.
I called the police.
Okay, so did you call us or did he call us?
I called you.
No, okay, I don't think so. I agree. Like
that's in her world, it's when I say so, that's when it's official. I'm calling the police. You don't live here anymore.
But you said you broke up 9 months ago, so I would have thought.
She's a victim.
You say
now.
Another couple months, but 9 months have passed since you broke up, and you said he lives there till now.
That falls under the law known as starting now.
So I won't kill this mother.
Okay, what did he do to you today?
Very abusive, very, very verbal.
Was he verbally abusive or physically abusive?
He didn't do physically this time.
Okay.
So I want him out of here.
Okay, so today he was verbally abusive.
Very embarrassing.
Okay, did he step out on his own accord?
I told him to leave.
And then
he's not on the lease.
Okay.
He got to go.
Okay, do you have anywhere else to live, or is this your only
place? This is mine, and I'm not going nowhere.
All right, so we're going to tell him that we're going to advise him that he needs to go somewhere else, okay?
It's a big booby.
She's 2043, and she's also got a DV with deadly weapon and battery with deadly weapon.
Priors?
Yeah.
Battery with deadly weapon?
Okay.
Those boobs?
He's got marks, so.
Oh, okay. Risha, where's your shoes at?
You taking me?
I'm just gonna ask. I'm just gonna get your shoes real quick.
They're in my house.
Quiet.
Okay.
She's gonna talk to him again. I guarantee it.
All right.
Oh, yeah. That's just being put in the car.
Huh? I'll explain to you in just a second, okay? Just give me a second.
I'm gonna kill you.
Get him.
Bitch.
Easy. Shoot him after the cop.
Chill out, okay?
I didn't do anything to him.
Okay.
I didn't even hit him.
You're under arrest for battery domestic violence.
Get off of me.
Risha, relax.
I'm gonna kill you!
She yelled at him. She broke the pact.
Quiet.
I'm gonna kill you, Gregory!
She's really helping herself by yelling that.
Risha, we're gonna go ahead and take care of you, okay?
I think she's got a short temper.
What? You put me in the institution?
No, man.
Killing you if I had my gun.
Oh, what's that?
What, they gonna, are they assisted suicide?
I've never seen that before.
Putting a bag over her head.
Does that make her silent?
She can't spit on him.
I kind of took a look at it. I didn't see any blood marks or anything on it.
But a hammer, that's the deadly weapon.
Forget the head. Put a bag over it and do your business.
Wait a sec. Wait a sec. The hammer is the deadly weapon. Look at his wound. It's like an inch wide, not even. It's like a scratch.
Hey, he's bleeding. He is bleeding.
Man, she was very...
don't feel good.
She put up a good fight, though.
You make very compelling argument.
Okay, try the other... It's either the first or the second Cops episode.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
The first guy drives away, and he gets arrested in this person's driveway. And the second one is the one where the girl is brawless.
All right, you know you only have two episodes.
It's a long
on
way
here.
To go. I do?
Yeah.
It erased. Oh, no.
And it goes back quite a ways.
Oh. No. Damn it. Watched. Watched. Hammer to Fall. Is that the one,
that's
we,
the one we just
that's
watched?
The one we did, yeah, with the
okay,
hammer.
This is going to be this one then. It's got to be. Mm? Please.
No. What have told
man,
you.
I need some karma. I should have prayed for this.
Quiet.
Should have prayed for it.
I should have prayed for this episode to never be erased.
You blew it!
And now it's just frozen.
Damn it.
No, it's not
even
playing at all.
No! Oh! Oh, wait. Oh, no.
Oh, here it is. Okay.
Okay, please be the first guy.
There's no way this is it.
Please be the guy that... Please be this guy. Please.
Well, then...
It's not him. I've never seen this one. Damn it.
Let me see if it's on demand.
Although we did get the... I thought the two we watched were outstanding.
Fantastic, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, what's this guy? Can we see what happened to this guy?
Sure. Hang on.
Boy, people sure are getting...
I mean, spoiler alert, he's already being cuffed.
Yeah, he's being cuffed. He's...
Oh, I hit the wrong button. Shit.
Finally going to get to talk about Gail King today. Somehow it seemed like so much was coming up.
Yeah, we also have a boner line that we can get to. We got to talk about Michael Douglas a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
There's plenty to talk about.
Yeah, and it's not anything related to his throat, so...
Thank God.
Don't get concerned that he and Catherine Zeta-Jones had some intimacy.
So we just observed this SUV making some erratic driving movements, so we're just going to pull over and see what's going on with the vehicle.
Yeah, something's got to be wrong with it.
467.
DC-59.
We're going to be on... Cheyenne and Marion.
I'm guessing ice.
Cheyenne.
I feel like it's always ice.
I think if it was ice, he wouldn't be driving erratically.
Okay, put your hands. Just, it's okay.
Ooh, he has a gun.
Yeah, he told him that right away.
Okay, step out.
Oh, it's just a weed.
Put it off on the other seat. Step out.
Cool steering wheel cover.
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead over here.
He's a Giants fan.
I'm just gonna make sure you got nothing else on you. But I'm gonna pat you down just because you had a gun in the car.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sit by the driver's seat. Well, I'm together.
Ready? I've got a feeling there's gonna be a syringe or something.
Okay. Go ahead and put your hands right here.
Yeah, there's a gun.
Is that you?
I've been looking for weed.
Okay. I've been doing this a long time.
Nope, it's not all his. Right. Not
so
his.
How long have you been smoking weed?
Since it's been legal, man.
Yeah.
Since it's been legal.
A year? Okay. You like it? I've never personally done it.
No.
So, you like it?
Boring.
Keeps you calm?
It keeps me, if I feel like if I didn't smoke, I would drink more, you know?
Okay, so it keeps you from drinking?
Yeah.
Okay, how often do you, how is often do you smoke?
Is this intervention or cops?
Maybe like 3 times in the morning. Like
3 times?
But maybe morning.
Just straight out of the
morning,
pipe?
Nighttime.
Okay, so a couple things, right? It's weird where the firearm was, right? And then you had your pipe on your lap.
Yeah, I
okay.
Agree.
He's filled
a
bowl.
Buzz
count.
So what are you nervous about? Because as soon as I grabbed you, you said don't go in my pockets. So what do you I think mean, I'm going to find?
I don't like people going through my pockets. There's nothing in my pockets illegal, man. No,
that's fine. Yeah. I didn't say anything.
You
got to
go with him on that one.
Yeah, I don't like people going through my pockets either.
I'm a little nervous. I'm nervous around cops, man. You know
why? You ever been arrested?
No.
Cops can be intimidating.
Traffic violation, but I have uncle doing life in jail. You know.
Okay. Other than weed, you don't do nothing else.
No, man.
You don't bump a little
bit. I think he's lying.
Okay. Well, let's not trigger the man.
Like another gun or anything like
that's
that?
That's the only firearm I have, man.
That's the only you own ever?
Yep.
So do you mind if I search your pockets?
You can search my pockets, man.
Okay. I bet you there's something in his hat.
Do you have any tattoos?
No.
No?
Oh, I have an SD right on my
He has no tattoo.
What's
why is he has
tattoo?
San Diego.
He's got a Padres tattoo. Cool. Yeah,
like what does it matter if he has tattoos?
You don't have a tattoo.
I was born and raised out there.
Yeah, why doesn't he have a tattoo? How come he doesn't have one?
The first baseman? No, I haven't.
You don't know their first baseman, but you're a fan?
Emma Cosma.
What is that? I mean,
what kind of interrogation is this?
A fan?
I don't know, man. Like, I'm not. It's where I'm born and raised.
Go ahead and put your hands right here, okay?
So I'm born and raised. So it's my home team.
Brandon, you might be right. Took his hat off.
Back on.
Oh, damn.
And I let you pat me down, and I'm like, I don't want anyone else.
I'm a little disappointed that he has an SD tattoo for the San Diego Padres, yet he's wearing a San Francisco Giants hat.
Wait, he had a Padres tattoo?
That's what the SD and the tattoo talk was all about.
I thought he said he didn't have any tattoos.
No, he said he had an SD.
He asked him if he did. He said, okay.
Why come you don't have a tattoo?
And then he said, I do. It's a Padres tattoo. And then he tried to, you know, hey, who's the first baseman?
Yeah.
Well, he should if he's a fan. You should know that.
I got you. I'm not going to search your car. You didn't give consent. Yeah, Don't worry about it.
I'm good, man. I let you pat me down.
I
agree.
I like the way he thinks everything is up to him.
I got booked today. Maybe you heard that when I first got my girlfriend's house. What time was that? I'm not sure, man. What time?
Can you have your hands?
Uh-oh. He's being cuffed. Why? What did he find?
So we're going to have a different conversation. Okay. That's a meth pipe on your seat. Uh-oh. You were sitting on a meth pipe. It has residue. Okay.
I didn't even know that was like, dude.
Okay. It was on his lap.
I told you it was ice.
An habitual drug user carrying a firearm concealed, which is a felony.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay. So I have a couple charges, not only to take you to jail, but also take this car and tow it. Stop. If you interrupt me again, this conversation's over and you're going to go to jail.
Sorry.
I pretty interrupt him again.
That's just, I don't know. The pipe was there, I guess, man. I was at my girlfriend's house. Like, quiet. There's a lot of people.
How long you been doing crystal?
I don't use crystal, man.
That just pipe, you were sitting on it.
Shouldn't he just go, what's crystal? Just play dumb about the whole thing. Is this show always just about meth now?
Yeah. No, not always.
Sitting on it?
Yes.
It's hot, car, man. It's hot, man.
So, I do not know what's in your car.
I smoke weed, dude. That's it.
Okay, does your girl do a little crystal? Is that why you're nervous?
She does, man.
So is that her?
Throw her under the bus. Good job, dude.
Okay.
How long has she been using?
Not long, man. I'll try to do
that. Not long?
No.
There's no way you didn't know that you weren't sitting on a meth
pipe. Yeah, man. I'm just saying
it's really hard for us to believe that.
As I approached, I saw him kind of putting something under his seat, so I was a little suspicious. And then as I came up to the window and asked him to roll back the back window so I can clear the back half of the car, he immediately put his hands up in the air and said, I have a gun. And I saw the gun beneath his feet. It was loaded, one in the chamber. They had hollow points.
Probably his girlfriend.
Obviously, he's not allowed to have that.
You got meth right there. You just got meth. How much did you find?
Three bags
of meth.
He's also guilty. He's also guilty of being a slob.
He only smokes pot. Disaster. Yeah, that car is a mess. Can we get that back view of the car from a couple frames ago?
Honestly,
you weren't a liar.
Why, if you're gonna tool around with all that stuff, clean up your car a little bit.
How about the empty cans? Could he just once a week go through and grab all the empty cans?
Good God! I mean, I don't know. I'm sure a cop out there might know, but if a car's clean, would you suspect there's not as much stuff in there? Is it just he is acting weird?
Yeah, very weird.
But still, I feel like you see the inside of that car, and it's just a mess. He doesn't have time to clean because he's too busy doing meth.
That reminds me, there's watching these Cops episodes. Brandon, did you happen to watch the corporate cringe videos I sent you?
I did not, no.
They are so funny. This guy is sort of narrating and showing clips of these are YouTube videos where, you know, the HR department's getting together with this department and that department, and they're discussing ways to maximize the workforce.
Oh, God.
And the buzzwords are incredible. And the guy narrating says, I don't know what they're talking about. And I had to agree with him.
Really?
It is so buzzwordy. They're so lame.
A lot of synergy?
Yes, things like synergy. But I see, I understand that.
A 10,000-foot view?
I enjoyed his videos. He's got multiple corporate cringe videos, and they're pretty hilarious.
Huh. The interrogation of that reminds me of this hot show that Maz was talking about called McMillions in last night's episode.
Oh, is there a third episode now or second?
Second episode.
Okay.
McManus.
They had... so what it is, it's about how the McDonald's Monopoly game was basically rigged. It's
by security.
Yeah, I don't want to give away who did it if anybody wants to.
It's a bunch of bull.
What do you mean?
I mean, my entire childhood revolved around that game. I wanted to go to McDonald's for every single meal so I could get those little damn stickers. In fact, I had the entire board filled out except for the frickin' winners.
Spoiler alert, although you're going to learn this in the first episode, they run the contest for, is it a year? It's a long contest.
The last guy, I think it was the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire contest they did.
They ran the contest.
It was ran by the FBI.
Because the FBI asked them to, knowing that it was rigged.
Yeah.
So all these people are out there asking for their game cards or whatever,
mm-hmm.
buying those kid meals or whatever you have to do to get the game cards. And the entire time, McDonald's knows, the public doesn't know, that all this work is for naught.
Yeah.
Which is pretty hilarious.
Well, but they were going to run it anyway, and it would have been rigged.
Well, that's true, but now they know it's rigged.
It's kind of what they were.
Yeah, here's the CEO of McDonald's. Might be Ronald McDonald.
Let's run it again. Run it again. Let's go.
So they just wanted to keep doing that game. And I'm surprised, though. That game, I'm telling you, from the time it debuted, that thing was hot. People wanted to go to McDonald's to play that thing.
It was a huge, huge success.
Brandon just secured himself an award for best use of a Katie Sowers drop, the San Francisco 49ers female assistant coach.
Let's run it again. Run it again. Let's go.
They had so anyway, in the episode last night, the FBI, they're running different stings, and they're using like McDonald's promotional arm where they're videotaping these mm-hmm. people. So the one guy, the crazy FBI agent, has the idea of, hey, let's get all the past winners. Like, let's do a reunion in Vegas.
Fucking hilarious.
It seems ludicrous now, obviously, with the
reunion.
Why would all the past winners have a reunion in, like, Vegas? It makes no sense.
And these people have all cheated to win.
Yes. Yeah.
So then if they go to Vegas, they all have to pretend they don't know each other.
Exactly.
And they're all in the same family.
Which is why they wanted to do it. What makes it a good documentary, too, is they have all the footage.
They
just
do.
Tons of video.
The outtakes.
So they had a guy who was the, because they had to use different last names.
Guy I know.
The father of the guy in the mafia, his wife's father. So he's really,
the guy I know.
Really old guy. And they're interviewing him, and the girl who works for McDonald's PR, who knows this is a sting, but she still works for McDonald's, is like, so tell us, you know, about the day when you won the, you know, you won the piece. And it's one of those things where he never wanted to be interviewed. They talked to his relatives. He never wanted to be part of a promotional. He wanted to be anonymous, but he decided to accept the reunion, and they got him on camera. Never thought about putting his story together.
Uh-oh.
And so he is just sweating up a storm.
Is this episode two?
This is episode two.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
So he's just sweating like crazy. They have to keep stopping just to wipe all the sweat. And they would ask him specific questions, and he would just start sweating about different ones. But what made me think about it is just the questions asked to trap these people, because he said, well, when I had the game piece, the first thing I did was I called a lawyer, because that's what anybody would do, right? They would call a lawyer,
I guess,
to make sure, you know, it's legit or people are going to come after you. And the first question, the FBI agent,
great lawyer,
is posing as a PR guy, goes, what lawyer? He goes, is he from the, I forget what city, is he from Lynchville? He's like, no, he was, and then he's like, I don't remember where he's from. I mean, he's totally.
Sounds like you're straining to do some explaining.
So he thought he had the right answer, which he probably did, but he didn't fucking call a lawyer because he knew the piece was good.
Well, who would think McDonald's PR would follow up with, hey, what lawyer?
No, they wouldn't.
Is this a six-piece Nugget, is this a six-piece
documentary yeah.
series?
Yeah. It's really watchable.
There's only 2 hours. Now, one of the things that's kind of be divisive, because some people are going to love the guy and some people are going to hate him, but the main FBI guy, he is a character.
He's fucking hilarious.
Great.
I liked him.
Yeah. I mean, he does good work, so how can you not like
him? I don't know. Somebody will find a reason.
They're posing him as a little, eager to do stuff, like the crazy FBI agent wants to do things differently.
Is that the, did you put up the corporate cringe video, man? You didn't watch them, did you?
No, I didn't.
They're so fucking funny.
But I know all about this type of stuff, you know, from being in companies like that. And everybody does. You know, you have.
What video do you have up there? Was that McMillions?
No, this is corporate cringe, but I don't know the structure, so I don't know if
that doesn't look like the one I sent you, though. Didn't I send you two of them? Corporate cringe two, corporate cringe three. I mean, he's got a million of them. You're putting up ones that I didn't see.
I don't remember.
They're in your text messages.
Am I texting?
Yeah, I texted them to you. What's wrong with texting them?
Because he's an Android.
No, oh, so it's because I'm using a computer. I don't have. I'll have to send it to my email.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just want, because I don't know the ones you're looking at. I only know the ones in.
I don't think you ever sent it to me.
Okay. Maybe I did.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's quite a charge.
You're thinking of somebody else.
I don't know who I'd send them to.
Because when you brought it up, I had
didn't
no
get it.
Idea.
You
what
didn't
you were
send them to me.
About.
I may have just sent them to myself.
You send them to me? I can pull them up.
Let's see. What did I send myself? Oh, child abusers will be publicly hanged in Pakistan.
Okay, great. Send that to yourself.
Okay, corporate cringe. Yeah, just to remind myself.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Corporate cringe 4. Just ... Why? Hashtag yeah. Grind reel. You could just start at the beginning, or you can go with corporate cringe 2. HR word vomit. Hashtag grind reel.
Let's run it again. Run it again. Let's go.
If you go to here's what. Let's do 4. Go to about the last 5 or 6 minutes. There's something really good at the end. I think it's a.
Does he ever reveal like what corporation watches him or who it was made for?
I think he does.
On leveraging social media from someone who has no idea what she's talking about.
Social media is such a powerful tool to build your network, build your brand, and essentially grow your business. But I get it. Sometimes you just don't know where to start. You might have just started your business and, again, you don't know where to start. Or maybe you've been in business for a while.
Shouldn't a social media expert maybe have better audio quality or video quality than
yeah,
a giant
echo? Yeah, it's not the
echo?
Best. Yeah, it's really bad.
Sorry, go on.
Oh, but this whole social media thing's new for you. Hey, I've got you. Just let me know in the comments below that you'd like a free checklist on how to optimize your social media profile right now and that you'd like to receive ongoing tips from me.
Just play by
play. Just let me know.
Great.
I have a, would you like to receive free tips? What this is she wants your email. She wants your email so she can start building an email list so that when she has something to sell you, she's going to send the product to you. I do this. I will say that I do this. Like when you go to my website, I offer you the 15% discount code so that you can use it to buy stuff. This lady's not even offering anything in return. She's just like free tips to leverage your social media. So she's got a 30-second video about leveraging social media, and all she has to say is please sign up for this because you're lost and I can lead you. Everyone is lost. Let me lead you.
Buzzwords.
I don't know. Hi, Katie. Nice to meet you. Bro, who says that? Nice to meet you in the comments. You didn't meet her. Kindly sign me up, and thank you for the tips. Katie, @tagskatie. So now you're just giving your Gmail away in the comments. I'd be interested in the handout. I would love to. Can you DM me your email? If you're going to talk about how to leverage social media, you need to create a sign-up form. You can do that on, like, Google Forms. Just make a Google Form and link that in the comments below, or link this up here at the top. But low-key, don't link that in the top, because if you link stuff in the top that leads people outbound from LinkedIn, your posts are going to get suppressed. That's how you leverage social media. You put that in a comment down below and say, hey, guys, if you'd like these tips, please click the link and go here and sign up for the form and let me know what other things you'd like to see.
I don't think I want her tips anymore.
This girl has no idea what she's talking about when it comes to leveraging social media. We have this other guy here, scaling businesses to 6 figures. Thanks for checking out my profile. Like, who puts this kind of text in their profile? Is this Zanga? Are we in Zanga again? Founders and executives into LinkedIn video creators. PM me to learn more. And follow me for more content. You know how executives and entrepreneurs struggle to generate revenue through LinkedIn and connect with their target market? Well, that's where I come in. I turn founders and executives into LinkedIn video creators that are generating massive revenue for their organizations. When it comes to LinkedIn, I know you want to be renowned in your industry. So schedule a call with me today. Her description of her job is literally an ad. Unless you're business to business, if you're business to customer, LinkedIn is not the place to go. Instagram is. Facebook is. YouTube is. TikTok is. Snapchat. If you're a business or an executive or an entrepreneur and you help people create videos on LinkedIn, you can't even monetize your videos on LinkedIn. Look, what are you doing?
Wrong.
All right, so here's one from Microsoft Leap Apprenticeship. The three of them had their first day at Microsoft today, and I guess they just make you take pictures. This dude just straight up took a selfie on his phone, and they left this guy out over here. So they're like, hey, can you snap a pic real quick? And he did, and then he just sent it over, and Microsoft's like, that'll work, we'll make a post. I think that first day photos and first day work photos are probably the cringiest thing.
It's pointless anyway.
You're never prepared for them. It's always some person in HR that comes over and is like, hey, we're taking pictures of the team since you guys are new. And you're like, what? If I would have known, I would have put something on, but I'm here. I'm a dev. I got beach flip-flops on. I got beach swim shorts on with bananas. I got a button-up. Like,
wait
at least
a sec,
tell me
though.
Next time so
pause.
I can know.
I kind of disagree with them. On your first day, don't you dress to impress usually?
I don't know. I don't know that job. What that job is like. But he looks like such a dolt. It's like, you know, the team. They got the people together, and then that dolt does a selfie by himself. So it just looks kind of funny.
It does,
Go to 4. Go to the beginning of 4, Brandon.
This is 4.
Gen Z hates open office concepts. 50% of them want their own office.
I'm sorry. 2. Corporate Cringe 2.
Yeah.
And hold that. Just hold that for a second. We'll come back to
that. How'd you come across these? Did YouTube recommend them to you?
No, someone sent it to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had a YouTube recommendation today for The Morning Toast.
Oh, God.
Because we had watched it before, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch the new Morning Toast. But I'm going to jump ahead 10 minutes just to see what they're talking.
Good morning, millennials.
First off, they're talking a million miles an hour. And one girl's just pontificating about how she's a
Miranda.
A Miranda. And just going off about Miranda and apologizing for hating Miranda. But she really sees herself as a Miranda. And then the other girl starts talking about how, I think we're both more of a Carrie. Just going off.
That's when it clicked. Oh, they're talking God. About which Sex in the City character they are.
Which in and of itself is dumb. But isn't that like maybe so like 4 years ago to be talking about?
Good yeah. morning, millennials.
More like 10 years ago.
That wasn't any of the five things I needed to know today from the Morning Toast. It was a really, really dumb video.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
By the way, I get these podcast sort of like, I guess it's a like a podcast newspaper or a magazine mm-hmm. where they send you, you know, today's headlines.
Oh, everybody, yeah.
Ooh, your ideas are intriguing to me, and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
And some of them, you know, a lot of people read them.
Yeah.
Because they're about podcasting. There's so many podcasters and people interested in, oh, what are the new podcasts? You know, like if you go into iTunes, they say new and noteworthy.
Yeah.
Which mm-hmm. would never be us, ever mm-hmm. in a million years. It's always something, a celebrity show.
Yeah.
Or somebody on TV that's got a new one.
The latest celebrity who's started a podcast.
Or a new NPR one.
Yes. And, or if you're, you know, some millennial who's an influencer, yeah. something like
bullshit.
That.
Bullshit.
And Podcast Business Journal, you know, I was going to say promotes podcasts. Yeah, they do promote podcasts. They would have you believe that, hey, these are some hot new podcasts to check out. So there's this new one called... Something critics.
Yeah.
It's an iHeart show. Yeah, I was telling you about it, Brandon.
Yeah, movie critic or something like that.
It's another word that starts with C. I can't remember what the first word is, but it's two guys doing a show where they'll go through
cinema critics?
Oh, might be cinema critics.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah. Because like they're talking about the Batman show. Movies. And I thought, why is iHeart promoting this? I work for iHeart, so I shouldn't say too much about it. Kinda, sorta. It's not real beneficial. It's not a lot of money changing hands.
It's at 3 a.m.
But yeah, it's in the middle of the night on Saturday and Sunday morning. Anyway, I can't believe that this is a show that they're promoting. It could be a big show, a viral show or something. I don't want to knock these two guys, but maybe other people listen to it and think it's fabulous.
Are they anybody? I mean, are they real critics?
They're former musicians, aren't they?
Yeah. That's why. And for that reason, I thought they'd be loose. It sounds like two inexperienced radio guys who laugh too much. They laugh at everything. I don't want to play it. But actually, there's one thing I want to do right now, and that is turn the heat down. Is it a million degrees down here?
I feel all right, okay. But I see really? Beads coming off you. You want me to toss the boner line while we're at it?
Yeah, toss the boner line out there.
Gross.
All right, boner line.
Turn the heat down. Oh, my God.
209-66-BONER. Feel free to call in, leave a message. I try to respond. Number 90.
All right, what's popping?
What's popping, everybody?
Friend on. Fucking girly hands. Listen, I've been providing good content to this fucking boner line, and I haven't been on the air once.
Oh, you gonna cry? Let me see you cry.
I'm not trying to be funny or anything. I'm just listening to your show today. Probably my favorite ever.
I agree.
I mean, you guys are professionals, but this is awesome. I've been cracking up the whole morning.
Enough said, motherfucker. Holla.
One of the funniest things Drew has said in a long time was his inability to watch the movie Dr. Sleep because it was too long. Dude, try listening to a 2.5-3 hour podcast every day.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
To fit it in every day, I have to listen to it at double speed. I'm so used to double speed that on the rare occasion I can listen to it at normal speed, you guys all sound drunk.
I love looking at small penises.
I cannot get enough of that Mel Gibson shit.
What?
In that green. Oh my God. Keep playing, though. I love him.
And this is not the nicotine. This is the truth.
Love when you guys are reading Bentley's trolling Twitter messages. They are just the best. That should definitely be a segment on the show.
Hi, Jim.
I got a special request. My son just got out of having his second brain surgery, and he's requesting a drop. Love it.
I like turtles.
So you were talking about talking to Google, and you repeatedly said, hey, Google,
probably 15 times in that conversation. And all these phones and devices pick that stuff up automatically. So every single time you said it, my phone would go off and all the devices are going off. So you got to come up with some different terms so you don't set those things off.
Alexa, add, hey Siri, call me, okay Google, repeat after me. Simon says, suck my big balls in your hairy butthole.
Suck my big balls in your hairy butthole.
Drew and Mike, ultimate fish fan Chris. I'd like to rival his fanness to the band Fish. I've seen him 101 times. I'd like to challenge Chris.
To fish
how many times he's seen them.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys, when Brandon farts, I can actually smell it through my phone.
Smelly, but I love it.
Drew, get a room with Gail King and Oprah Winfrey.
Pretty soon, I bet they'll all be swinging together.
You guys totally fucking kissed Rush Limbaugh's ass. From the point of what a great broadcaster he is, yes, and how he can talk about nothing for fucking 3 hours. Dude, who gives a fuck? The guy's a fucking garbage piece of shit. I'm a video editor for a living, and I could talk about how fucking great ISIS videos are cut, but I'm not
they
going
are.
To, because fuck them, they're ISIS videos, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean.
Good for you, ISIS!
I hate it when you guys have skin on. Totally fucked my whole day up. You know, one second I'm making breakfast for my daughter, and the next second, I'm in the bathroom masturbating because I got to find out best breast.
Naked checks.
Drew, you sunk yourself to a new low. FIFA, soccer, I can't believe it. Why don't you go to Mesa's and have some more quesadillas?
Doesn't he talk funny?
Thanks to Drew's recommendation, I watched The Player with Tim Robbins. What a piece of shit movie. I would rather go on a road trip with a drunk Leaf hear it and watch that piece of shit movie again.
What the hell happened that night?
This message is for Drew, who thought that Trace Cyrus's band was heavy metal. Well, did you ever hear the new death metal band? They're called the Wiggles. Here, check them out.
The wheels on the bus go around and
sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
Oh my God, if there are two things out there that do not rock, it's U2 number one.
Hello, hello.
And NXS number two. Can't even get 5/8 to that junk.
Stop rocking!
Okay, so I have an amazing audio separated at birth. On the outrage video of the people in Saline, Michigan, where the guy says, why didn't you stay in Mexico or whatever?
And why did you stay in Mexico?
Right before the lady says,
you need to leave!
There is a Chuck Berry fart. I swear to God, listen close.
It's hard.
It's there.
Audio separated at birth. The lady yelling at the guy who made that comment in Celine. She says, you need to leave! And the lady who's griping about Monica Conyers.
Yeah, I got a separated at birth. You need to leave. And the woman saying that Monica Conyers.
You need to leave.
She needs to go.
Hey, guys. Everybody is wrong about the separated at birth for the you need to leave screaming voice. It is Trista Sutter from the original Bachelorette.
You need to leave. Hello.
I got a separated at birth. Thomas Markle and Larry Flint.
You take care of your parents.
Every time I hear that graduate assistant for the 49ers yell, run it back, run it back. It's audio separated at birth with that Sue chick from Survivor.
Let's run it again, run it again. Let's make her build a pretty decent shelter just using rocks.
Keep it stiff,
keep it stiff.
Kobe.
That's it.
How do you hear the rocks girl? Does she sound like her?
Yeah, he played them both back to back.
I didn't hear it.
That's how much they sound alike. It just seamlessly went into it.
Trista and the lady at the Celine thing, that's brilliant. That sounds so much like Trista. Oh my God.
I didn't hear the fart in the Celine thing.
That was a tough one.
Can you play it again without the fart, without Chuck Berry in it?
Yeah. So, like, right before she says, you need to leave, there is kind of a...
So about 3 seconds, 4 seconds.
Is it what?
You need to leave.
Oh. Yeah, a little bit.
That's a bit of a reach, but tough. I don't know. The Celine thing, though, I swear, this is fascinating to me.
Celine.
they've had two events now, or maybe the second one's coming. Mm-hmm. But I saw a big news story about the first one. And, you know, to give Celine credit, a lot of people were really upset about this. And a lot of people went to this thing. And my normal thing is to say, oh, God, okay, the guy's a racist. He's a xenophobe. It turns out he's a shit disturber. He goes to all kinds of things like that. He's known by people in Celine. He just goes around being a dick. Or whatever you want to say he's doing.
Yeah.
And
he's a heckler. He was
in-person trolling?
Yeah, he's a troll. Now, you know, you may want to say he's a racist troll or whatever he is. I don't know him personally. I don't know what his heart. His kid distanced himself from him, so he can't be a very good person. But the fascinating thing to me was, you know, I'm watching the people at the event, and, you know, they're also carrying signs before it, and they're sort of like a protest, I guess. I don't know.
Where did these people get the time to make these signs?
And it's all good. I mean, the people are all on the same page. Mm-hmm. This was terrible. You know, it went on TV, so all these people saw it, and maybe they think poorly of Celine. I don't think poorly of Celine at all, because the guy, it was like he was really poised to just say that. I feel like
he
couldn't wait to say it.
Yeah, and I do give him a little bit of credit for his timing.
Oh, his timing was fantastic. But, you know, in Celine's defense, because a lot of people want to say, oh, Celine's a terrible place and there's all these horrible people there. You know, look at that. But the people reacted immediately. It wasn't like people
stay in Mexico.
It wasn't like people were going to say, I'll wait for someone else to react. I want to react, but I don't want to be alone or I don't want to get involved. Everyone just, you know, they gasped all at once. So, you know, I think that speaks well for Celine.
I don't know if Celine's changed since I lived in that area in Scio Township, which isn't far away.
It's close to Ann Arbor, so
it's just south of it. Yeah, there's a lot of money in Celine now.
Is it a Neanderthal kind of area? I really didn't know what to make of it. It
wasn't when I grew up over there. I mean, there's plenty of other areas I can name that I would think worse.
Is it Ann Arbor-esque?
Oh, Sonny, those were crazy times.
I mean, I guess in that it's right there, but there's a lot of people that have a lot of money that maybe work for the university do live in Celine.
Okay.
But there are a lot of rural areas around there.
Come here. Where's Layla? Layla, stand up.
What's her problem?
The talented dog.
Somebody just sent me a video.
The beautiful dog.
By the way, of this gorgeous Papillon at the Westminster Dog Show.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Giddy.
And that collie. Did anybody see the collie that was 29 seconds on the obstacle course?
No.
What? Did that beat Gabby?
When are you watching?
That's the first thing I wondered, Brandon.
Gabby!
They're not in the same class, though, because Gabby's a toy breed or whatever they call them.
And you all know Layla. Layla's a bigger celebrity than our two senators. Canine, as they call. I call it a dog. Come on up here, Layla.
What I was going to say about Celine, though, is I don't know. When that happened and it was on TV, so I'm sure people there heard about it nonstop. It's interesting. Because they go, we're going to have a meeting about this. And, you know, it's this one motherfucker who goes around trolling people. And the people that go to those meetings, aren't they people who are equally appalled? It's not like, I'm not sure if I'm a racist or not. So I think I'll go to the meeting and see what we find out.
They're trying to fix the issue at hand.
Yeah. And I guess there's a lot of other people. Did they say the high school kids are putting racist things on?
That's on Snapchat, I thought. Was where it was some social media thing or text messaging back and forth.
Okay.
So they're trying to be proactive in getting rid of it, but Mr. Heckler had to show up.
I respect that they're doing that.
Yeah.
Well, was there a heckler at the community meeting?
Well, that guy, go back to Mexico.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the meetings because he said that.
Yeah.
That was a meeting about that, which makes it, and I didn't know that when I saw that. So it's like, wow, he's doubly whatever he is. Yeah. And the meeting they have a few days later to talk about him, I assume those are the same type of people who are going, oh.
Why didn't he show up to that meeting?
So. Oh, boy. You know, he seemed like the kind of guy that would. Honestly, from what I read about him, it sounds like he is just an asshole who does this all the time.
Well, he must be.
Everyone knows him.
If his son is distancing himself.
Yeah, and he's an older guy, too, because his son was in the military for 5 years at least. Anyway, my point is that I think that people, First of all, you don't. It's not like the Geraldo Show where they try to convert racist people to be not racist. You know, they have the KKK on, which you're never going to convert them in a 30-minute show.
No, it's
just
for good watching. I don't think conversion is really the point.
But I got the feeling, and I'm just throwing this out there, that maybe do people like going to meetings like that? Does that make them feel? Is it almost kind of like going to church? Because I would,
well,
you know,
you think that your voice is being heard, you know, you're able to listen and hear everything.
But I think they're being genuine.
I think they are too. I think people going to church are usually genuine also,
yeah.
But I think that it's kind of like, you know, we're doubling down on, you know, getting rid of these terrible people and silencing their voices. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt anyone. In fact, they're trying to do the right thing.
It's a good thing.
But, I just... Because I would never go to a meeting like that. Because, you know, cynical me, I'd go, well, the racists aren't going to show up and they're not going to change their minds at the meeting. And, you know,
it's about
meetings.
It's about combating.
I don't like meetings. You're right. I don't like meetings.
I don't think I've ever met someone who hates meetings more.
I remember getting a text message from you in the hub area.
The Peach Pit?
The Peach Pit. We had a giant meeting between all staff.
Oh.
And I looked down and my phone says, Brandon, can you unlock the back door? I don't want to walk through that meeting.
I don't like walking through meetings.
No.
Yeah, because then attention might be drawn to you or somebody go, oh, you know what? Could you talk about this? So maybe I can be here and help.
Yeah.
But I think there's something to attending those meetings that I think it's sort of a, because I don't think this stuff, people didn't go to meetings like that. It's sort of a new thing or a newer thing.
Yeah.
And it seems like you get a lot of people who, I'd love to hear from people that go to those meetings. I would think you're reinforcing what you already feel among people that feel the same way as you.
But I think the idea is, okay, here's this, maybe they view it as a threat or someone that's...
Right, you're right.
Here's this asshole, how do we combat this asshole? And that's how the original meeting happened. It's like, how do we combat these you know, racist texts going back and forth.
Jay-Z said something a while ago. I think it was Jay-Z. You'll remember who it was. They said, you know, when you call these people out, it might have been Donald Sterling. What happens is they just go underground and we never hear how they feel and we don't know who they are. So it's almost in a way better that they, you know, they reveal themselves.
I don't think it's worthy of even discussing. Such a stupid remark.
And I don't necessarily know that I agree with that, but I thought it was an interesting comment. As far as the kids on Snapchat.
You're not going to end idiots.
You can't get everyone to think straight. You can take their jobs away. You can cancel them. You can do whatever. But you're not going to stop people from thinking dumb things.
I think that has a bigger negative effect.
They take our jab!
But as far as the kids on Snapchat... aren't they just trying to be outrageous? And it's the most outrageous thing you can do is to be, you know, say, you know, throw the N-word around.
Yeah, but we all know kids are dumb.
Yeah, they are dumb.
Maybe the earlier you learn that there's consequences to your actions and your words is probably better.
I would agree with that. However,
I mean, they're going to mess up. I don't want to, you know, I don't want these kids to be kicked out of school and have to go to a meth mom's homeschooling.
Yeah, I think
like
there's,
that.
I think that part is a little overdone, but it seems for all the talk about bullying.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to stop bullying, you would get kids off social media at 13 years old or whenever, you know, if they're 9, they probably have access to do it. Because they type these things out that are horrible, and then lots of people can see them, and it's worse.
Maybe instead of trying to stop all these things, which I don't think we're going to be able to stop bullying in general, because kids are kind of jerks to each other.
Our kids are horrible assholes.
Or stop dumb conversations. Why don't we teach the other people how to properly react to it? Instead of counter punches and doubling down and fighting and roar, instead of that, and maybe we teach people how to, you know, let something go or express the correct way to tell these people to fuck off.
I think that is true. Instead of saying that,
but nobody looks at it that way. It's always about stop, you know, cutting the head off the snake. It's like, maybe our reaction to thing would be a little bit. In other words,
it's sort of like the death penalty. Does a death penalty stop people from murdering people? No,
it's not.
It doesn't. We know that.
Not a deterrent at all.
It doesn't mean I hate the death. In some cases where you know the person did it, or they killed multiple people, or you just know that it's that hurt, sure. I feel like, but fucking pop them off.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a problem with that. I mean,
and that fucking asshole.
It's still killing someone. I don't care.
The kid in Florida, you know, who's fighting with the guard, Nicholas.
Oh, Nick Cruz?
Yeah. Oh, that asshole. Yeah, I know. Why should anyone have to put up with this shit? I hate that guy. Pop him off. Oh, my God, he got a hold of my gun, and it just went off. And his head's just all over the wall. His brains are splattered everywhere. Yeah, damn it.
I mean, I'm not going to...
Look at this mess.
I'm not going to be the one to press the button or cut his head off, but I hope someone else does. Just like when they were talking about the corona.
Oh, my God, his brain's made such a mess. Oh, this is terrible. Look at what a fucking mess he's... Oh, it's too bad.
When they were talking about the corona, coronavirus cruise ship.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. First of all... Fucking repaint that thing. It's the coronavirus cruise ship. It's not the carnival treasure. What is it called?
Treasure of the seas? Virus of the seas?
It's got some really sweet name, and it's a bunch of viruses floating around out there. And the captain.
See, that my reaction was a little worse than that. I just went, why don't they just send them out to the middle of the Pacific and sink it? I don't know anyone on that boat.
Oh, my God, we're on this training exercise. We just dropped a fucking bomb and right on the Corona ship. What the fuck? Oh, my God, that sucks. Anyway.
Sorry.
Otherwise, everything went fine.
I mean, you know,
it looks like it's a malfunction.
It's terrible for those people and their families. But for the rest of the world, that's a win, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like closing off all of China. It's going to hurt the economy a little bit, but it's a win.
Are people freaking out more about the coronavirus?
No, because
does
Trump
it seem told, like maybe they should be freaking out a little.
No, because Trump told us it's going to be done in April. Did you hear that?
I heard you talking about it. I didn't hear it myself.
Yeah, he said it in his New Hampshire's, but I don't like it. I don't really care for his rallies, but I think it's kind of ingenious of him to do rallies right before primaries and caucuses of every Democratic race.
Now, the virus that pretty we're smart. Talking about having to do, you know, a lot of people think that goes away in April with the heat, as the heat comes in. Typically, that will go away in April. We're in great shape, though. We have 12 cases, 11 cases, and many of them are in good shape.
He was talking about it last night, and where that comes from, by the way, where he's not just making that up. It comes from somewhere else. Comes from China. That's China's way of calming everybody down, which, you know, they haven't really been terribly honest with coronavirus and
the virus.
How many people have it?
No.
Is that it?
The virus. They're working hard. Looks like by April, you know, in theory, when it gets a little warmer, it miraculously goes away. I hope that's true. But we're doing great in our country. China, I spoke
that's
with
true.
President Xi, and they're working very, very hard. And I think it's going to all work out fine.
Rough stuff.
I tell you, rough stuff. But I think it's going to work out good.
Give that man a doctorate.
The virus.
Now,
the virus.
I'm not an expert in geography, but does the whole world get warm in April? Or do some countries, is that their fall and get a little colder?
Like I would
the
think.
The southern hemisphere.
I have no idea, honestly. I think it gets warmer everywhere. I think it does. Is there some place that's colder in April than it was in January?
Doesn't Australia have winter in our summer? Aren't they the opposite of us?
Well, they're south.
Yeah, because they're tilted away from the sun.
I don't know. Well, look it up. It's not like it's not unavailable. Look up weather in Australia. Generally speaking, though, I think it does get warmer in April. Generally speaking, but I'm not an expert on this. Okay. Well, the UK's warmer.
Yeah, but they're in the northern hemisphere.
I know. No, I'm just saying that's what I'm telling you. I don't really study weather in the rest of the world. In fact, when people are constantly going, "Oh, it's supposed to snow in 3 days," and then the day comes and snowing, I always go, "Oh wow, was it supposed to snow?" Because I just don't pay attention. It's like a dreamweaver weather. I don't know why I should be more interested. It's the thing that impacts you more than anything.
As I get older, I pay.
And they go around the world, and I'm like, "Who fucking cares what the temperature is in bumfuck South Dakota?"
It's called Mother Nature.
But you know, when the guy says "gay fucking shit" in his first newscast, I'm all over it.
I'm with you. Weather is the most trite conversation a person can have with
it
another
is.
Person.
I know, and when it comes up, I cringe till the conversation is over. Stop talking about the weather.
I mean, it's very,
I know, I was just in it.
It's always really cliche. What about the weather? It's like, well, why don't you ask the person you're talking to a question instead, asshole?
I know.
Learn something about somebody
when
else.
When you're in New England, too. Hey, wait, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes.
It's a good icebreaker sometimes. Some people don't know
not.
How to come out and start a conversation.
If it's an icebreaker, I'm out of our relationship. I'm not in a relationship with you anymore. If you need weather for an icebreaker, I'm out. I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah, but Brandon, it breaks up the awkward silence sometimes.
What are you talking about? So does a question. A normal.
I didn't know you were one of those people. It bummed
Brandon,
me out.
No, here's I'm here's not, your new icebreaker. Ready? This is all you have to do.
So what do you do for a living?
There you go.
And say it like that, living. Because in that person's head, they're going to be like, well, I do this, but the whole time they're talking, they're going to go, did you just say living?
So, two people in an apartment building 10 floors apart got the coronavirus, and it's a quarantined apartment building. Did you ever see that story?
Wait, is this in China?
Yes.
Did you see how they removed them?
Oh, yeah. They just dragged their asses out. Get the fuck out of there. So, well, they weren't quarantining. They were like, oh, you know what? I got to go out and get something. It's a quarantine, but, you know, I got to do this.
So there was
they don't know that I have to do this.
I don't blame China.
This is more important than being quarantined. So if I give it to a few people, who fucking cares? And they give it to 100 other people and they give it to 1,000. I got to get this. We now, need some squash.
I think this is, we need some bats. Team for a bad. I mean, I'm trying to think if this was the same story where they were pulling the people out, but there was a lady standing on her balcony, like waving to whoever, saying, "My husband," you know, in Chinese, "My husband is sick. He needs help. He's got a fever." And then they're like, "Okay, cool." And they put on their hazmat outfits, oh, went God. Up, yanked him out. And then there's another video.
See the family.
I got a fever.
Are you talking about the family that was violating the quarantine? They went in there like there were six
yes.
dead bodies in that.
Yeah,
place.
And yanked
you
them out.
You fucking murders. Get out of there.
Let me see if I can find the story because there's another thing they did to some people that I thought was pretty goddamn wild.
Oh, is someone not feeling well?
I just saw a video where they pulled some girl out of a car, and it looks like they syringed her because she immediately went down and was limp. And she
oh,
was
cool.
Oh, was she not supposed to be out?
Apparently, I don't understand the
I
language.
I hope it was some good stuff.
So. Did we talk about the little towns in China that are have
the
blocked,
roads?
Yeah, yeah, they blocked the roads so you can't get in because they don't.
China!
Look, we don't have this fucking thing here. You're not bringing it.
Didn't
I don't care who you
entire...
are or why you're coming, but you're not getting in. They got people guarding the two roads that lead into the town.
I'm pretty
and
sure they closed.
There's a big pile of dirt.
Their entire northern border with Russia. I think the entire border's closed.
I think Russia closed it, didn't they?
Somebody did, yeah.
It was funny when I heard that story, I had to check my brain. I'm like, wait, China borders Russia? Oh, yeah, China borders Russia.
Oh, yeah. Russia, Russia, Russia.
Quite a big border, too.
That's
Mongolia.
A big, that's a big pile of...
the phony gun. Russia hoax.
So...
I gotta find this
There's
story.
Also the, quote-unquote, super spreader. And this is a UK businessman who's got the virus, went to Singapore,
oh, yeah.
went to France, went to some pub in the UK, and this guy's just spread it everywhere like a madman.
Bop. Goodbye, businessman. See you tomorrow at White People Work.
And then there's a video
His
of a woman.
The look of him, by the way, is like, what are you talking about? When he's just standing there really dopey.
What? I'm just getting a beer. What the fuck?
Oh, well, excuse me for being a fucking businessman.
And then there's the woman in China who's spitting on all the doorknobs in her building who may or may not have the coronavirus. They don't know yet.
You gotta like that
you
attitude.
Get it from someone spitting on your doorknob?
If I'm going down, I'm taking a ship with me.
I could envelop the entire doorknob with my foreskin.
Jonah!
That's how Jonah spreads it, by enveloping things with his foreskin.
Is that our doorknob drop?
Yes, always.
I don't think I have any other ones.
Here's this video real quick. I want you to see this guy get yanked out again.
Tonight, extreme measures to contain the virus.
Spraying whatever
in Wuhan,
in the air.
Spraying disinfectant on buildings and cars. And videos on social media showing quarantine squads looking for anyone with symptoms. People being taken away. And what appears to be mass treatment centers.
They were putting a person in a metal box.
In cities like Beijing, masks and anxiety, the new norm. And temperature checks to buy coffee, ride public transit, or enter a building. Millions were returning to work this week, but much of China still at a standstill.
It's a ghost town.
I love this hospital they built in 5 minutes.
That's kind of cool.
Five minutes.
I can't believe that.
Minutes, but it was pretty clean. What was it, 10 minutes? 15? 2 days.
That's
okay, 2 days.
When they want infrastructure, they get that stuff done.
That's the one thing about not having any building codes in the country.
And here we have 15-year I-75 rebuilds.
I know.
How'd they pull those permits so fast?
Did you see the hospital, though?
Yeah.
Like, wait, that 2 days?
Now,
2 days?
Now, there's also a story of a guy on social media Pot the TV down because it might be coming up.
We could take a little bit of advice from that country on a few things, just like the marching prisoners, man. Yeah. That's brilliant.
I don't know about lying about the dangers, though.
I said a few things. I didn't say that.
Now, there was another guy who is kind of, I guess, like a busybody, and he had a video of these beds all lined up at a conference center.
Yeah.
And so he puts it out there on social media, and he's talking about it. And what do you know? He disappeared.
Asshole.
It's not his fault.
Oh, what about the guy?
He's trying to get the word out. It's crazy. He disappeared.
You talking about the journalist?
He's like an online journalist. I don't think he's really a reporter.
He's a blogger.
Yeah. I think it's probably the same guy, because this morning they were talking about the missing journalist who was warning people and was critical of the government. And so
I found audio of that guy before he went missing.
Oh, good.
They got stuff that'll whack your brain permanently.
Yeah, that's him.
Crazy, though. I mean, if you work for the government, it's not a bad country.
Yeah, they got a few wrinkles.
Oh, here's
they
the
got
link.
A few wrinkles.
We're full of diseases. We got cancer. We got whooping cough. We got diabetes. We got it all.
You'll see the lady
rosacea
flagging down people.
Louis on tomorrow, by the way.
He is, yes.
And does Bobby Knight have rosacea?
Oh, I think that's the least of his worries.
Bobby Knight was feted at Assembly Hall. Oh, not Assembly Hall. Assembly Hall? Yeah,
unless it's sponsored now, yeah.
And
first time he's been back in 20 years.
I couldn't believe it had been 20 years since he was there. That's amazing. Anyway, his nose is purple. That's rosacea, isn't it?
Probably. But he looks like he's got some really bad dementia.
Yeah. Are they reporting that? They are, aren't they?
Well, they won't say. Here's his purple nose. Wow. They won't say what it is, but, I mean, he's old and he looked out of it.
Yeah.
And he tried to fight Dick Vitale.
I laughed because, you know, all the old players are greeting him at center court. Yeah. Took him a long time to get there, but it was all good. The place is going crazy. It was kind of sad, but it was nice. And Bobby Knight really appeared touched by it. He was, you know, he looked like he was welling up, and you don't expect to see that in Bobby Knight. I was sad to
right
see this
nice
guy.
They brought back the Hey Knight kid. Wouldn't that be great?
Who, by the way, was a troll, was an asshole.
Total troll. If you don't know what we're talking about, Bobby Knight, wasn't that the final straw? He attacked a kid, a student.
Well, there was the Neil, what's his name, the basketball player that he strangled in practice.
Grabbed from behind, yeah.
Yeah, it was like you got more physical than you're allowed to get with a college basketball player. And so this comes out, it happened years before, and it was like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, throwing the chair, doing that to him. It's like these things are piling up. There's stuff, people are protecting him. There's other stuff he's done. Oh, but he wins. He's a great coach. He's a great man. He makes great, he molds these men into really tough guys. And there's a lot of truth to that, too. His players, I think pretty much to a man, will stand with him and say, he's an incredible guy.
There's a handful, though, like when he choked them.
Yeah, there's a few people he's really bummed out.
Yeah.
They might be a little soft. But,
but the final straw was.
Yeah, and he was, they were already, you know, this video of practice had come out where he's getting manhandly with this guy. And there are a lot of people saying, he's got to go. This can't go on. Not now. You know, he was great in his day, but his time has passed. Yeah. And then, you know, just when it's like, yeah, pretty much zero tolerance, he just happens to be going into an event at U of I?
Let's see, it was 2000. Knight was on a zero tolerance policy.
Which is impossible. That is such a loser. There's no way he can survive zero tolerance. Just fire him now.
It doesn't really say where he was going, but the kid said, hey, Knight, what's up? Not Coach Knight or anything. Not,
and he got exactly what he wanted.
So he grabbed the kids and started lecturing him, chastising him for not saying Coach Knight because he said, hey, Knight! This guy, I got the guy's name and where he worked. He works somewhere in Michigan.
That'd be fun to find him and find out if he got teared up during the halftime event.
Or at least find his number for a eulogy in the future.
I hate that my brain does this to me, but it does. They were at center court, and I'm sure a lot of people saw this. It was a big news story, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so there's a guy out there, and he gets in his defensive stance, like, you know, because Coach Knight is a defense, you know, he loved defense. He loved covering people one-on-one. He loved tough players. And so I think it was Quinn Buckner that got in his defensive stance. You know, he, like, bent his knees and put his arms out the way Knight taught. And Knight was right in front of
him. Coach Knight.
Coach Knight, yeah. Coach Knight. I couldn't help thinking, what if Coach Knight, you know, just got all fired up and decided, yeah, I'm going to charge right into him. And just, like, you know, in his 80-year-old self, just started going forward. Fell, hit his head, dead. How silly would that be? Because
it'd be the way he'd want to go.
It would be the place he'd want to go, too. And I guarantee you, somebody would say, he couldn't have died at a better place at a better time. It was appropriate. It was fitting.
He would want us to play.
Because if he, any quick gesture, anything, and he could go down.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Oh, we're over 2 hours.
Yeah, speaking of old dudes, we lost one of the greatest actors in cinema history last week, 103-year-old Kirk Douglas.
He's canceled, though. He's canceled.
Great. He did get canceled, but his son, Michael Douglas, he is on the campaign trail with Bernie Sanders right now, and he revealed... I'm sorry, with Michael Bloomberg. And he revealed the last words that Kirk Douglas, the famed 103-year-old actor, his final words.
First of all, let me just thank all of you for your thoughts and your prayers and your good wishes about my dad. And I don't know if he was pulling my leg or not, but one of the last
pause
words
for a second.
He said...
He's starting to sound a little like his dad.
Well, he's a little...
He had tongue. Do you have tongue? He had. Is that the?
Yeah,
he got it from Cunnilingus.
Yeah. Yes, that's the. What's his wife's name?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Is that the Catherine Zeta-Jones cancer?
Yeah.
Should call it that.
Like Lou Gehrig's disease, yes. Zeta-Jones syndrome.
Okay.
ZJS.
Did he have part of his tongue removed?
He did.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. Yeah, because I was kind of chuckling at it, and then one of you guys said, well, he did have that, and I'd forgotten about the Zeta-Jones.
That is a disgusting act.
And I believe
about the Zeta-Jones cancer.
I think that video has been scrubbed off the internet. I can't find it.
Really?
The cunnilingus?
Huh.
Yeah.
Surprise.
It can't be scrubbed.
I'll continue.
Let's post it.
But in the meantime, here was the last words.
And I don't know if he was pulling my leg or not, but one of the last words that he said in the hospital when he came in, he saw me, asked me to lean over close to him. And I leaned over close to him. He looked at me and said, Mike can get it done.
Kirk Douglas' final words, Mike Bloomberg can get it done.
Bullshit.
How does he know he's talking about Mike Bloomberg?
Wrong.
I think he misheard him. I think he probably said, my blood work. I'm done.
My blood hurts. I'm done.
First of all, if you thought he said that, I would never repeat that because it makes it sound like his last breath. He doesn't give a fuck about his family. He's talking about Mike Bloomberg.
He lied.
Big movie star. You know what? He died.
What?
He died.
You know, Alec Baldwin said that on our deathbed, frequently we're quoting a line from a movie.
No, we're not.
I don't think you should be doing that then. He should have said, those of you who are quoting movies on your deathbed, don't do it. Talk to your family. Tell your family you love them or something.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. What? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Frankly, I don't give a damn.
I'm going to go like that. I'm going to say, I'm done with that fart. You want that?
That would be a good way to go.
Sounds like he fingered her.
Oh, I'm done with that fart. You want
what
that?
The?
I love the idea of saying a really dumb thing like, may the force be with you.
I know. What about planning it? Like, remember when Jack Buck planned what he'd say when Maguire hit? Can we play that?
Planet
that was horrible.
Planet Maris? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it was terrible. Nobody liked it.
E.T. phone home. Your kids would be so freaked out by that, right?
We're on a mission from God.
Had me at hello, Jerry Maguire, 2000.
If you build it, he will come. I need my dick sucked.
That'd be Elric.
There's no crying in baseball. It's so stupid. Hasta la vista, baby. Oh, boy. You talking to me? Yes. Yes. Stay with us, Dad. No. Are you talking to me? Don't die. You must be talking to me. There's no one else here.
In all the confusion, I don't know if I shot 5 bullets or 6.
You gotta ask yourself, do you feel like he broke? Well, do you?
Get off my lawn.
Go ahead. Make my day.
That's so stupid.
Ridiculous.
Rhodes. We don't need any roads where we're going. Actually, a lot of these do work for final words.
Has Alec Baldwin been at deathbeds where people do this a lot?
No, he never has. He made that up. No, nobody puts baby in the corner.
Frankly, dear, I don't give a damn.
That is... Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
It's the first one I said.
Shit.
Just saying. If I were Alec Baldwin...
I'll have what she's having.
Here's looking at your kid.
I would be so embarrassed to say that, not knowing that people do it commonly, because no one's ever done it. I've never heard of anyone doing that.
He thinks
he's so fucking self-important.
This is smart.
He just thinks it's something neat and no one would ever challenge him on it.
Can we hear Jack Buck's planned his shtick for the 62 McGuire home run, which is
terrible. Call.
Oh, it's awful. Possibly the worst call ever. And it was so obvious.
Down the left field line. Is it enough? Gone! There it is! 62! Touch first, Mark. You are the new single season home run king.
Hey.
Was it 61?
I thought, yeah.
Maybe it was 61 when he said Planet Maris.
That is a disgusting act.
That's his best call ever.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Did I dream that?
No, someone.
It's got to be 61.
Someone definitely said.
I think it was Jack Buck. I think it was Jack Buck.
Here it comes to McGuire. Swing. Look at there. Look at there. Look at there. McGuire's number 61. McGuire's strike 61. Headed for Planet Maris.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Home run, McGuire. 61. History. Bedlam. What a moment. Shaking hands with the third baseman of the Cubs. Pardon me while I stand up and applaud.
That was fake, too.
That's pretty bad.
And there's his fat kid. What's his fat kid doing now? Is he a fat adult?
Oh, that's a great question. Oh, he probably got some roids. He's probably ripped. I know. Nice hogging all the roids in your household, Mark. Give some to your fat kid.
I know. He's got this kid that's just, you know, got hands for grabbing cookies. They're so fat. And he's just shooting up every 5 minutes. Every third ball he makes contact with goes 600 feet.
What if his kid's a loser now?
Well, that was baby fat. Hopefully he's burned it off.
Oh, I'm sure he has.
But what's most interesting about looking at those home runs to me is Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa now.
Oh, I know.
That summer. And they showed Sammy because that 61 home run was against the Cubs. And Sammy, of course, came in and hugged Mark and made it about him, if you ask me. And it was like, Sammy Sosa, he's the greatest guy on the planet. Look at that. He hugged the man.
And in 20 years, he'll be a white man with cowboy boots and a cowboy hat.
That is so weird. He is virtually white. He's not the same color he was.
No, he's honestly like a white southern cowboy now.
Dude, I never knew how hot Mark McGuire's wife is. Wow.
Man. That's her?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. Is that number one?
They married in 2002, so I doubt it.
Mm. Oh, he got married at the peak of his career? That was brilliant.
Wow.
I think that's his original.
Did he get hard?
He's pretty.
Wait, why isn't original? His original wife isn't as pretty. That's weird.
She is pretty, but this new one is, whoa, look at this.
Ah! Wow.
Man, she's a nut.
Please find out what her background is, like how they met. I was thinking she might be working at an establishment.
McGuire, of course, said he wouldn't answer the question in Congress. They know he did roids.
Yeah.
Did he finally apologize for it? Or did he ever apologize for it?
You know what? I don't know, but isn't he coaching in the major leagues now?
I think he is.
Isn't but he a hitting was, instructor?
He was run out of the mainstream of baseball for a long time. And so was Sammy Sosa, who...
And Bonds.
Once Sammy Sosa stopped taking steroids, he was like a 20-home run guy again.
And he turned white.
Yeah.
So weird. He should just blame it on that.
Okay, so I want to go back briefly to something from earlier, and then I promised we'd get to Gayle King, and this guy, Chris, says, oh, get a room with Gayle and Oprah. I'm sorry. I don't think Oprah's all that bad. She said plenty of things that annoyed me.
Yeah, I mean, she can be a little annoying, but on the whole,
She's okay. Pretty good person. She's pretty cool. Yeah, no, she's a good person. And now, she tells us she's a good person a little too often, but...
Yeah.
And I was disappointed she pulled out of that documentary, but I'm sure she's getting so much shit. She probably felt she had no choice.
She is doing that annoying tour right now, too. Yeah. Which, you know.
But on balance, Oprah's cool. She's all right. I find her likable. Usually when Oprah's talking about something, and I watched the Michael Jackson thing.
Now, you got a room, you know?
I thought she was fair. At least she called it what it was. Mm-hmm. You know, she could have easily said, oh, well, there's no proof, and Michael Jackson was a great entertainer, and he just loved children. I mean, she could do that. She
loved children.
I respect her for that. And then
Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to be toasting y'all with Amy Schumer this Saturday, January 18th.
Yeah,
can you say, hello, happy hour?
No, thanks. I'm going to miss that one. Wow.
I do love her introductions back from the show day.
Oh, and she
knows.
And she knows people love it.
She's in the building!
I think if anything...
In the shallow, shallow, low, low. We're far from the shallow now.
There's a lot of things you could dislike about Oprah, especially back in the day. But there's no denying she was so good at what she did.
Yeah.
She had incredible ratings. She captivated a lot of people, and maybe they seemed like suckers to
like,
some people.
That's
but
like saying ISIS is really good at editing videos.
This well, is Oprah's ISIS, minge.
Oh, ISIS is
I'd
good
say
at
it, but we have talked about how good ISIS is.
Constantly.
They wouldn't be able to brainwash people if they weren't that good at it. That's not saying I think ISIS is wonderful. And was it Get a Room with Rush Limbaugh? Was that the other one?
That was the same guy.
Same guy. So now we're comparing Rush Limbaugh to ISIS, well, which I'm not a Rush fan either. I'm just amazed.
I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh. That's the conversation
I am
I
amazed at
this
how
guy emailing was that we both realized that we don't listen to him. He said he had never listened to him, but he hated him. And, you know, that I'm trying to remember what came up. That was,
I'm complicit because I saw him do his TV show.
What was the big thing that came up? Because he was people were sort of ripping
because he.
Donovan McNabb.
Donovan
McNabb.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
dumb.
That was really stupid. And I don't know. Was Rush Limbaugh, do you think he believed that? Or was he trying to make a splash? Maybe he did believe it.
I got to believe you people believe it to an extent, right? You can't just say something like that without believing it, right?
I don't think so.
You got to believe it maybe a little bit.
Maybe
blame the media.
Maybe he is paranoid and thinks that a lot of media people are thinking about uplifting a black quarterback. It's weird. It's weird that the discussion about a black quarterback, well, not even that long ago.
Yeah.
We talked about that, and but as far as him being a good broadcaster, he makes $80 million a year.
$84.5 million. That's pretty damn impressive.
That's a pretty good broadcaster. He and I've listened to him not for a while. I've popped in every once in a while when there's a big thing like that affects the right. Mm-hmm. That's a good place to at least hear. Like sometimes I'm watching CNN, and it goes on and on and on, and things get repeated. And I think
I agree.
You know, gee, what's the Fox News spin?
Well, it's a totally different story.
No, it's, and if, yeah, you'll find it's really funny how you'll go over there and, wait, they're not even talking about this. And it's not that they don't talk about it at all, but they just don't. They don't have quite the urgency that CNN has in exposing all the horrors of the Trump administration.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of spin, of course, but it is interesting to me to hear it. Now, Rush Limbaugh, I don't know. I really haven't listened to him much, so I don't feel terribly qualified in saying how terrible or great he is. But
to be Rushified.
$84 million a year is he's doing something right. And I know people think that what he's doing is this is part of the problem, I think, in the country now is that not only do you say when you're on the right or the left, that, yes, I disagree with those people because I believe this, and the other side says the same thing, but what you're saying is that I'm right and they're wrong. 100%. I'm 100% right. They're 100% wrong.
Yeah, it's about winning.
Yeah, and it's about, you know, being right. Well, thinking wrong. Differently, and I'm not trying to allow for anything horrific he said or any points of view that were considered terrible. And I told you that CBS had the list of, yeah, you know, Rush Limbaugh's most horrible things he's ever said.
He's a beautiful man.
And honestly, I didn't remember. A couple of them I didn't even remember, but the truth lies, the party line votes for Trump's impeachment. I don't believe for a second that all those people felt exactly that way.
No.
The other side was completely wrong, and the other side, and that we're completely right, and you're completely wrong. That's how they portrayed it. Like, oh, how could you ever even bring this up? This is an attack. It's a hoax. And on the other hand, saying this is the Constitution was terminated today with the acquittal of Donald Trump. I believe the truth is somewhere in the middle myself, and I believe that a lot of those people believe that, just like I don't believe that everyone
wrong.
In Hollywood believes all the things that get standing ovations at the Oscars. I don't believe that. I think when you go there and you're young and you're trying to make it, that you have to put on that uniform. If you go out there and you're a person who's on the right, or you're a staunch conservative and you're trying to get big jobs in Hollywood, I think it could hurt you.
You either have to do that or sleep with Harvey Weinstein.
You know, the Oscars was so fascinating to me only because it leads me to think about it a lot, just exactly what's going on in Hollywood and how it's so preachy. And if you think about it, a lot of the worst things that go on, in there. That business is set up to be horrible. Not because somebody, you know, wanted it to be that way, but it just is.
Yeah,
young women, what are they?
Independent contracting type work, and
but also a lot of people desperate for stardom,
yeah,
who will do anything to get there. And so people sleep with people maybe they wouldn't sleep with, or people sleep with people because it brings them up. And people who have power say, "Oh, I want to fuck her. She'd never fuck me normally, but because I'm who I am, and she wants a job, I can probably pull it off."
Yeah.
And then some people like Harvey Weinstein take it a step further and just say, I'll have whatever I want.
There was a battle at the end of Weinstein's trial because the prosecutor...
Is it over?
The defense rested yesterday, but there was a battle over the prosecution saying that he's faking with the walker. And his defense team, the defense had a big objection to it because they're like, hey, the jury doesn't even see the walker. What are you talking about? Why are you bringing that into it?
Great lawyer.
And so
plus you can't know that he isn't faking, and you can't know that he is faking.
He's faking. He's totally faking. I saw him walk up the stairs without it. He's faking.
I feel that I know he's faking too, but I can't exactly know. I don't know what's in his head.
He's faking. But the judge allowed it to a point. No, he wouldn't allow mention the walker, but they allowed them to talk about his health and how bad it is because the defense had something about his health, which is kind of interesting.
Well, his health can't be great.
They're trying to paint him like a victim in the courtroom, the defense is.
Oh, God.
Like this poor old man, there's no way he could have raped this woman.
Bullshit.
I know.
Yeah, I hate that whole thing, and honestly, I hope it's a quick guilty verdict.
He's cooked.
I hope so.
I heard when I missed the show last Wednesday, I heard you guys talking about it, the possibility of him getting acquitted. When you have that many character witnesses, like the women, well, there's mm-hmm. six women testifying about
they're not being charged for those.
They're just testifying about what happened to them, which makes it more plausible the one charge he's being, you know, charged for, the one rape charge.
Hopefully that puts it over the top.
Oh, I.
But check this out, man. Judge should be like, guilty.
Amen.
Peace.
The Johnny Depp thing with Amber Heard. Yeah. Is the kind of thing that, you know, when you hear something like that, I think a lot of people go, oh, yeah, people don't always tell the truth, even if they're women.
Oh, yeah, both people are people.
Yeah. No, there's shitty people. There's toxic femininity, too. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. I just said it. Gail King, we haven't been getting to Gail King, and it's not the most important story by any means, but I just thought it contains so many interesting subplots. Mm-hmm. And I saw the other day, and Gail King, just to review, she had Lisa Leslie on, the WNBA player and friend of Kobe Bryant, and she asked her about Kobe, and she doesn't believe he did anything wrong, and it should not be bothered with because she went to clubs with Kobe, and he never said, hey, go bring that girl over so I can meet her, because he's not that kind of guy. Other players did do stuff like that, and, you know, on and on, that essentially saying that he's through and through 100% wonderful, and she never dreamed that he could be otherwise and never will. That's pretty much what she said, right?
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
And Gail pushed the issue. Well, you are a friend of his, so
she's right.
She's absolutely right. And whether it had to be brought up or not, I don't know. It was 10 days after. I don't think she had to. I don't think I would have, honestly.
Really?
Because, well, I'll tell you why.
It's an interview about his legacy.
No, I don't think she's wrong. I really don't. The reaction to her is completely 100% wrong.
Yeah.
But
funky dog head bitch.
My fear as Gail King would be that, oh boy, the Kobe thing is such an emotional thing. Some people are just going to get mad. Any way I should approach this in bringing that
up. But the head anchor of CBS This Morning should never think that way.
No, she shouldn't. And as far as Snoop saying you're in the family,
yeah.
Well, you can't be a journalist if you're in the family. If that's
respect the family and back off.
If black people are just one big family and you can never say they did anything wrong, anyone, especially someone who's made it and done as well as Kobe Bryant, then you can't cover those stories because you can't be objective.
And don't you hang out with Oprah?
I have a feeling that Gail King, this is just a guess, and it really shouldn't matter, and maybe it doesn't. I suspect that Gail King or anyone in that position would probably feel that if we're going to get into this, we should cover it fairly.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's unfair to be dismissive of that story. Lisa Leslie, now this is weird. I kind of felt like, well, is Lisa Leslie going to get a hard time for, he's a friend though, but she dismisses the woman. She totally dismisses her. Like, she doesn't say it, but she essentially says, oh, she's full of shit. Fuck her. He didn't do anything.
God, I love you, Lisa.
Well, it's interesting how the conversation becomes, should Gail King have asked that question? It's like, well, wait a second. And I think, didn't Snoop say something about you started this? It's like, well, no, he did when he allegedly assaulted that girl and raped her.
We expect more from you, Gail.
He also,
why is this about the question?
He also acknowledged that she did not consent to the sex. He said that. That was part of the conclusion and arrangement that ended it.
Yeah.
No, in a way, I give him credit for saying that. Not many guys say that.
Well,
not many guys ever say they're wrong.
I guess if he gets any credit, it's how he changed after that.
Snoop, back the off.
Do you like how he said that with a question mark?
He seemed to be doing very well.
I mean, nobody's talking about how he sued his mom.
He loved his children. That's great.
Greatest dad.
Nobody loves their
children.
Yeah. Hashtag. Exactly.
Hashtag girl dad.
Kobe.
But
Kobe.
What's really bugging me, and the other day I was sort of amused by this, but really I think it's stupid. Somebody posted hashtag I stand with Gail King. Because she's got multiple people coming out. And, you know, the Snoop post was outrageous. That was absolutely outrageous. I can't believe people support him. And they do.
Yeah, but not anybody of any consequence.
Well, didn't you mention a couple guys?
Well, Boozy Badass.
I think there's a couple more.
But then you have the more logical people coming out that are black and saying, no, she's...
Boozy Bop.
She has every right to ask that question.
Have a lot of journalists come out to support her? I don't think they have.
I don't think so. Well, part of the problem with that is she came out against the clip CBS put out, so which muddies it up.
I know, which I also think is bullshit because it suggests that the people ripping Gail King have a reason to rip her.
Yeah.
And what Snoop did, you know, and I brought it up the other day that he... When the Lakers got their ass kicked, he said, send them all back to Africa. Yeah. And everyone thought that was funny, or everyone said they thought it was funny.
Yeah, he's Snoop. He can say it.
I guess he can. I just think it's a dumb idea. I don't know why he said it.
I agree.
And I don't think he apologized for it. But, okay, while this is going on, while he's – play Snoop's post, because I think you have to hear it to really – this is fucking bullshit. Really, it's bullshit.
Gayle King, out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that? I swear to God, we the worst. We the fucking worst. We expect more from you, Gayle. Don't you hang out with Oprah? Why y'all attacking us? We your people. You ain't coming after fucking Harvey Weinstein asking them dumbass questions.
She would.
I get sick of y'all. I want to call you one. Is it okay if I call him one?
Sure.
Funky dog-head bitch. How dare you try to tarnish my motherfucking homeboy's reputation, punk motherfucker? Respect the family and back off, bitch, before we come get you.
I thought it was nice of him to ask for consent before calling the name.
Before he come get you?
No, I know.
That's a threat.
And then he came out and said, well, no, he said it wasn't a threat, though, so.
Oh, so we, so in other words, if he says it, then it's true.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's how
it sounded like a threat. And while it's going on, I'm watching commercials of him and Martha Stewart, and, you know.
He hosted.
It's like, wait a second.
They hosted Ellen's show that Friday.
I would have thought they would have pulled that. I would have thought they'd say, listen.
Yeah, because you know.
This is wrong. Yeah. But Snoop Dogg, okay, so what do you think is the real reason that that's okay? Because it is okay, because no one has said much of anything about it. No one has really said,
well, you know what,
that's threatening. He is, he needs to check his misogyny. You know, all those buzzwords that you normally hear.
Check your misogyny.
Where are they?
Didn't he... He did issue the, was it an apology video or just saying he didn't threaten
her? He said he didn't threaten her. He said he basically.
Did he apologize?
I didn't do anything wrong. I don't play it. I don't know. I don't think he did.
I don't think we saved that gem.
I don't think he apologized. And Oprah and Gayle, can I just say this? Were they pushing the death threats? Like Oprah's crying?
I think Oprah's the only one that mentioned that. I thought that was a little.
Well, she has, she has all this security around her now.
Did you think that was fake though?
Yeah, but look at all the people who get death threats. Look at all the people who get death threats. And whatever. There was also a lot of psychobabble about no one's upset about it because it's a black woman. Black women are devalued.
Okay.
Gayle King is not devalued.
No.
Gayle King has Oprah's friend privilege.
She's also a good reporter.
She does a good job.
I think this was Snoop's follow-up here.
Okay.
Tops, hold up, though. This big Snoop Dogg. Here's a message for the people that need to know. I'm a nonviolent person. When I said what I said, I spoke for the people who felt like Gayle was very disrespectful towards Kobe Bryant and his family. Now, with that being said, what I look like wants some harm to come to a 70-year-old woman. I was raised way better than that. I didn't want no harm to come to her and didn't threaten her. All I did was say,
65.
Check it out. You out of pocket for what you're doing, and we watching you.
We watching
you. Have a little
bit
more respect for Vanessa, her babies, and Kobe Bryant's legacy. Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to do what I got to keep doing. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. We're very nonviolent. We just want to say that first and foremost. We speak from the heart. Some of you who have no heart don't understand that. But anyway, carry on and enjoy your day.
That's not an apology. That's not an apology.
It's a sorry, not sorry.
If that was, you know, I mentioned Rob Lowe because he's a Lakers fan.
Kobe!
If Rob Lowe said that,
oh boy, coming at you,
he's done.
Yeah, he's
it's cooked. Over.
No, Snoop has Snoop
so
privilege.
Why? Why does Snoop have, why can he just do
that? Because
we
like his music. Because people like his music.
Well, there are musicians who would have said that. It would not have been taken that way.
I don't know.
They would have been ripped to shreds.
People in music seem to be immune from anything, except for R. Kelly.
Well, Susan Rice. This is part of the reason I don't think people are defending Gayle. The people I would think would. I would think every social justice warrior out there would know about that and would say, "That's terrible. That's a man threatening a woman."
Yeah, I guess. I don't think of it that way, but yeah.
Well, how do you think of it?
Well, I just think of it more as the reporter aspect, and then when she criticized CBS for doing it, people were like, okay, well, she's mad about it too, apparently.
But there's a couple other people. Who's the actress that said he's a rapist? Deal with it.
Oh, your favorite, Rose McGowan.
No, Rose McGowan said, Rose McGowan supported Gail, didn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know she said he's a rapist. Deal with it. I thought she said he's a hero because he treats women better now. She had a lot of weird quotes.
I thought her quote was actually pretty solid, what she said, unless she's changed it like Snoop has.
But where are all the Rose McGowans? Where are they?
I'm scared.
They might be because, you know, Susan Rice, what did Susan Rice do?
She, hang on. I'm just looking
she
for
involved
the Rose
in the McGowan. UN or something?
Oh, Susan Rice? Yeah, she was the ambassador.
Okay, well, she...
By the way, she said, Rose McGowan said, you want to know why Kobe Bryant is a hero? He apologized to a hurt young woman, Snoop and others. It's time to stop terrorizing Gail and Felicia Sanmez. This is the part I like. Truth hurts, death hurts, grow the fuck up. Kobe stopped hurting women, so can you?
Bye, Felicia.
Susan Rice was appalled that he attacked Gail that way, and she, I forgot exactly what she said, but she supported Gail King and called Snoop out. Well, the next thing you know, Susan Rice, it's coming out that she married a white man.
Yeah.
And why were they doxing her kid?
Because he's they call him a Trump supporter or a Republican.
So that's not allowed.
I guess not.
Because
I don't know
Susan's
what the
mother didn't like Snoop threatening Gail King, doxed the son who's a Trump voter.
Sure. I don't know the rules anymore.
Oh, man. And the game supported Snoop.
Oh, he is coming.
Ricky Smiley.
Yeah, what did he say exactly?
He had a lot of shit to say.
Really, really off what he said.
I'm just, again, this is when I think that there's no other side. You don't say that about a woman. Yeah. If he says he disagrees with the question or I didn't like the interview and I thought it was disrespectful or whatever, but not what he said, that's not okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope Gail's going to be okay.
Well, she's got a lot of extra security. So,
Amy Schumer defended her too. So,
and she didn't get attacked?
But then again, we know she just did that show with Oprah.
Yeah, it's so dumb. You know, why don't you go after Harvey Weinstein like that?
Like she wouldn't.
she's done a million stories on Harvey Weinstein. He would never talk to her. Not in a million years.
And
they're posting pictures of her with Charlie Rose. Like, she supported Charlie Rose. She didn't support Charlie Rose.
Yeah.
She did not support him.
She said some pretty harsh things about him when he left. She also interviewed Ronan Farrow about a lot of the Harvey stuff and some of Harvey's victims.
No, it's so stupid. It's so stupid.
He was way out of line, and she should be able to ask any question she wants.
So anyway, I don't understand why when it's just that when there's any disagreement like this, it's just, you know, someone has to out anger someone. They have to outrage everyone else, and you know, it's like
so nobody can let anything go.
Arden's does the same thing. Honestly, you don't like something, you know, oh, Maz, I'm unsubscribing and I'm subscribing to him and I'm taking away my donation and I'm, you know, and by the way, all you talk about is this and that and this and that. And it just, the floodgates open and some guy's bitching
respect
at me.
Respect the family and back off.
I have honestly seen more really angry bitching in the last month.
Yeah.
The last month than I can ever recall in a short period of time.
Yeah.
And I mean the most brutal stuff. This one dude on his DM was talking about how we play, wait, what is it, 20 Matt Farley songs a day, and all we do is fart, and I forgot what the other complaints were, but I wrote him back and said, why do you have to exaggerate?
Yeah.
Why can't you just say, I disagree with this, I wish you didn't do this, because I don't, you know, we do things that people don't like, I acknowledge that. And I acknowledge that people fast forward through certain things. And that's fine. I'd rather they did that than send this shitbag email and exaggerate like that. What the fuck? I you know what I did too? And I realized I have to stop answering these emails because what happens is it's a big waste of time. And like the guy on Twitter that was so pissed because Michigan State lost, he apologized.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was butthurt about the game.
Yeah.
So all I posted was, hey, a big win for the cult, for Juwan Howard and the cult.
How dare you?
I know. And then to get, I'm taking away my donation and I'm...
You're in the cult, bro!
But when you answer these people, it chews up your day. Matt Farley. When did we last play a Matt Farley song? And I was kind of briefly scoured through some shows, and I found one.
You didn't take too much time doing that.
Oh, 10 minutes. But ten. Why should I waste 10 minutes doing that?
I don't know.
I got to the show with Nikki Glaser, and we played a Matt Farley song going into Nikki Glaser, Glaser song. I know, but that's 10 days ago.
Well, he's behind. He sounded very, sounded like Clint Eastwood there. Get off my lawn.
So, did you see the latest poll on the Democratic candidates?
No, is it in just in New Hampshire or is it?
Nope. National poll.
Who cares? But go ahead.
Why? Who cares?
Because it's going state by state right now.
Yeah, but this is the nation. This is how the broad. This is everybody.
Let me guess. Bernie and then Bloomberg.
Bernie 25%, Biden 17%, Bloomberg 15%.
But see, this is what I mean about state by state. Biden is cooked.
We'll find out on Super Tuesday if he has anything left.
Hey, that means all that Hunter Biden stuff worked because no one's voting for him.
Maybe.
Or the deep state took him out.
Oh, I think we have a vote coming in.
Elizabeth Warren, 14%. Budge.
She's cooked too.
Budgie's at 10%. And then Klobe's at 4%, Yanks at 2%. Klobe. By the way, don't we need a Klobe? So every time Klobuchar comes up, we have a Klobe.
Oh, no. You want to see that? Let me see if I can find the dumbest Klobuchar names.
Klobe!
Hang on. Give me a second.
Why does that drop so much fun?
Dare I say this is going to be worth it? Because, you know, she has such a fun name to mess around with.
Klobe?
Yeah.
Slow down.
And I guess she's on a big tear right now, too. They actually reported like the four, you know how like some city in New Hampshire votes at midnight for some reason?
Oh, yeah. Knox? Shitsville, Knox? Something like that.
Shithole, New Hampshire. But they actually reported that she got four votes. Like out of 10. Who cares?
Ooh.
Oh, man. I should have queued this up better. Now it's really not going to be worth it. I quit. I need to leave.
I'm not sure if anything on Klobuchar's nicknames could ever be worth it.
Oh, it totally is because of her reaction. It's so lame. What did you want to give, a lame award or a lamometer?
The lamometer?
Yeah, I want you to judge it.
I could rate it. I could take its temperature on the lamometer.
Well, me trying to kill time while I find it's pretty lame.
Did you see that... Trump called Bloomberg a total racist, and based on these quotes that are coming out.
Yeah, because of the stop and frisk.
No, not just stop and frisk.
Oh, what else?
He's got, let me find the quotes. He's talking about how we're putting the police in small areas where all the crime is, and that the majority of the murders are committed by 16 to 25-year-old black guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something... I would think a Democrat would want to be quoted that way. 95% of murders and murder victims fit one MO. You could just take a description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. Mini Mike is a very short ball hitter. Tiny clubhead speed. That's Trump. They're male, minorities, 16 to 25. That's true in New York. That's true in virtually every city. That's where the real crime is. You got to get the guns out of the hands of the people that are getting killed.
Wait, doesn't it sound like Jim Fouse's audio? Remember his audio?
It's in the ballpark. So one of the unintended consequences, people say, oh, God, you're arresting kids for marijuana. They're all more minorities. Yep, that's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in minority neighborhoods. Yes, that's true. Why do we do it? Because that's where all the crime is. And the way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them up against the wall and frisk them. And then they start, oh, I don't want to get caught. So they don't bring a gun. They still have a gun, but they leave it at home. I assume in his world, that might be a big deal. I don't know.
Do you have your lamometer ready?
Yes.
All right, Brandon, you ready?
Some people are calling this clomentum. We're saying that you are now clobacharged going out. Yeah.
Clomentum and clobacharged.
Those are lovely names. I don't care just so they vote for me.
And those are lovely names. I don't care just so they vote for me.
That should almost disqualify her for running for president.
Clobacharged.
Good one. Clomentum.
It's so stupid. That's so stupid.
Check your misogyny. That was the stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
Well worth the wait to cue that up.
Yeah, but no doubt.
You are stupid.
They also showed all the celebrities out in New Hampshire campaigning. And it was, who's the one band we knew they were reuniting for Bernie?
Oh.
We talked about it before.
Yeah, we did.
They showed them. And then Kevin Costner was out for, I don't know, Mayor Pete or something.
I saw Michael J. Fox was out for Pete. You're talking about the Strokes.
The Strokes, yeah. Who cares? Why do we care who these celebrities are out stumping?
Because if my favorite band wants to vote for them, then I want to vote for them.
You want to hit the outro, Brandon? Mark just sucked all the air out of the show.
Oh, I didn't. Amy Klobuchar did.
You
need to go get Klobucharged.
I'm just not Klobucharged at the moment. I have no Klomentum.
We ran out of Klomentum.
Is that the other one? Klomentum?
We Mayor Petered out.
No doubt. But nothing Louis Anderson one. Tomorrow to get us Klobucharged. Louis. He was one of my favorite interviews all last year.
Great.
God, he was funny.
He was really good.
Good guy. Just, I can't say enough about him. I really liked Louis.
Great
really
gambling stories, yeah.
And please like us on Facebook. Please. I keep getting these things about Amazon that we spend a lot of money and we went to Amazon and we're not sure if you got credit for it.
If you're not sure, then go back to DrewAndMikeShow.com or DrewAndMikePodcast.com and click the portal again. Because all it does is check your cookies. But if you go to another site that has one, it's whatever is most recent. But rest assured, I mean, you don't need to jump through hoops for us. Let's just click on that link. That would be great. Much appreciated.
If we got more Amazon action, God, we'd be wealthy people. Mm-hmm. So much money spent on Amazon. Our audience, that's a lot of bodies. That's a lot of Amazon. Exactly. And I'm trying to, what else is on the docket? Appreciate the reviews on Facebook and all those 5-star people on iTunes. Facebook, we're still below 25,000 likes. I need to get to 26,000 to challenge Elric. And at Drew Mike Podcast on Twitter. Will I ever catch Dustin Diamond? I hit 12.5.
Hey, all right. Congratulations.
Check out his progress.
Bullshit.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Trudy's back.
Don't ever forget what happened to that French actor. You know what I'm talking about? Juicy Smouillet. He's a very French, very famous French actor. Juicy Smouillet is an actor from France. And he became famous on a show called Empire. He was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack. You see, Juicy Smouillet is gay and he is black, not just French. Always a crazy story. Apparently, when he was walking down the street late at night, two white men came out of the shadows with MAGA hats on and beat him up. Tied a rope around his neck, called him all kinds of niggas, and put some bleach on him and ran off into the night. This shit was like international news. And everybody was furious, especially in Hollywood. It's all over everybody's Twitter feed and Instagram page. Justice for Juicy and all this shit. The whole country was up in arms. It was talking about it all the time on the news. And for some reason, African Americans, we were like oddly quiet. We were so quiet about this shit that the gay community started accusing African American community of being homophobic for not supporting him. What they didn't understand is that we were supporting him with our silence. Because we understood that this nigga was clearly lying. None of these details added up at all. He said he's walking down the street in Chicago and white dudes come up to him and say, "Hey man, aren't you that faggot nigger from Empire?" The fuck? Does that sound like how white people talk? I know white people. They don't talk like that. Are you that faggot nigga from Empire? They would never say that. It sounds like something that I would say. If you're racist and homophobic, you're not even gonna know who this nigga is. You can't watch Empire. Black people never feel sorry for the police, but this time we even felt sorry for the police. Can you imagine if you was a police veteran taking this kid's police report? Okay, Mr. Smollett, please tell me what happened. All right, 2 a.m. You left the house at 2 a.m. It's minus 16 degrees. All right. You were walking. All right. And where were you going? Subway. Sandwiches? That's when the men approached you? Did you see them? Do you have any? Okay, what do they have on? MAGA hats! MAGA hats on in Chicago? Excuse me 1 second, Mr. Smollett. Frank, come here for a second. Find out where Kanye West was last night. Such a fucking outrageous story. He said they put a rope around his neck. Has anyone here ever been to Chicago? Yeah. All right, so you've been there. Now tell me, how much rope do you remember seeing? Who the fuck is carrying rope? Like, when did you get mugged, nigga, in 1850? Who's got rope? Who's got rope?
Okay, bye.